You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Cops is on us. More street business means more problems we don't need. Only deal with high-level customs. They buy the coke, they cook the rock they sell. All we gotta do is deliver and collect. Problem is, and that's the way it is. I don't know what to do with my money.
The best kind of problems.
The DEA is on a rampage down in Colombia. Prices are rising.
Just like that?
I am the only reason that you are breathing free air right now.
What happens when they try to cut into our territory?
If y'all want to do serious business, I suggest you get in line.
It's either we be in business, or you and everybody you know will be gone. I will bring you all down.
You and me, we have war.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect, and you're now tuned into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are reviewing Season 3 of the FX series Snowfall, which y'all have been heavily requesting, and y'all ain't the only ones being FIFO.
People been requesting that?
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Like a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
I guess I've been looking in the wrong area because I haven't seen it.
Well, I mean, y'all been the ones that put me onto it as far as, you know, being. We got a special guest as far as FIFO. Mr. 24/7, and also a very, very special guest because they just family, they regular. But we have Miss On Game from the Unapologetically Unfiltered Podcast. How you doing?
What up? I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm glad that we've been trying to do this for a minute.
I know, right?
We finally got it together.
Real quick though, there's a FPS, a frames per second Reddit. Finally, I created one. For you guys to go, because they be hammering the Meister one with frames per second stuff. I'm like, all right, man. I created one. I put the link in the description, but I think it's FPS Podcast.
Yeah,
so it's the name of the show, so it's real easy.
So we're going to be updating that throughout the week. So, you know, all the discussions, comments, and requests will be posted there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get started with the review. So first thoughts, Season 3. As a whole, is it the best season? I think it's the best season of the series.
Yeah, it's the best season because I think that the majority of stuff happened, right? Like, we saw Frank kind of transition. He's the guy now. He is the plug, right? He solidified himself. He's had run-ins with multiple people with Javi. He, you know what I'm saying? His balls had to drop in the game. And we've seen all of that, you know what I'm saying? We've seen the transition. And then we also seen his weakness, right?
Male?
Huh?
His weakness is male. You
yeah, male? Yeah, just like for Reed Thompson, right?
And Jules.
I thought it was
that was
dope.
His wife, right?
Yeah, well, ex-wife,
baby mom.
Yeah.
He got rid of her ass with the quickness.
Yeah, he did. Well, but
there ain't no weakness no more.
But obviously, they both got rid of their weaknesses now. You know what I'm saying? But I just thought it was very interesting how they drew that parallel, and they were kind of throwing you some foresight into what's going to happen with Frank and Mel, based off of what's happened with Reed and. You know what I'm saying? His baby moms. So overall, yeah, man, I put it to you like this, though. I thought that the season closer wasn't that good. I don't think it was bad. Like, but it didn't fit. Like, and I saw B in our text message thread. I saw what he said. He was defending it. And also, I think you were defending it on Twitter or Facebook or something.
Oh, you were?
I can tell by his face right now he's about to defend the
point. I'm about to say on Twitter. Yeah, I probably did.
Yeah, I remember I saw you defending it somewhere. But I didn't like the season ender, personally. I don't think it was horrible, but they could have did a better job.
I thought it was ass. the last episode.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Are we getting into that? Or?
We're not, well, he brought it up. So.
You thought it was ass?
I'm just saying we never stick by poor Nick's notes. We never do.
You can't start with me.
I know.
Gosh, I almost said that.
All right, so season three starts off where we pick up right after season two as far as, you know, Franklin went to jail and all that, and he basically came out a thug, like jail usually does. And then he figures out that Reed slash Teddy is actually an informant. Well, not an informant, but he works for the CIA. Or he's somewhat a part of the government organization.
Is that when he went to the library?
No, that was after. That was the, it starts off. Well, the season finale of season two ends with him finding out, like him and his daddy, like, all right.
For the CIA, I guess I do too.
So yeah, we basically start off from there. It's basically we're now. I feel like this season was more of like it, season one and two was all about setup. Obviously, we get introduced to Franklin and Teddy and Oso and, you know, all the three sectors of this show, where you got the Mexican cartel, you have the black people, and you have the whites slash government agency. Mm-hmm. And then season two kind of develops them a little bit more, but season three is like these are who they are. They're all set in their ways. And you kind of see that to the extreme. So, first episode, I mean, I loved how they...
I think that's an interesting choice of words. They're all set in their ways. Expand on that a little bit.
Well, I think they've been trying to fight who they were the whole time. Like, I think from the beginning...
I disagree with
that. Their circumstances put them in situations, but they ended up loving those situations. And they tried... Season two was when they were really trying to fight it, trying to be like, oh, am I a good guy or am I really a bad guy? Am I doing this for the right reasons or have I been corrupted? And then season three was like, you know what? I really don't give a fuck.
I think Reed fought it the most.
Yeah. The only one I really exactly. Yeah.
Franklin fought it a lot, too.
Nah, Franklin
just, internally, not externally, but internally. Because he didn't have somebody.
Franklin was always about business.
Yep.
Always.
Yeah.
I think his mom was the main his main source of conscience, and he had to push her back a lot. But there was a lot of things that he was watching. If you look at his face throughout the season, like he was affected by it. He didn't try to show it, but you could tell internally. And then
from
towards
episode
that,
seven, it was
yeah. And then at the end, you start him like combusting because it was like I've been pushing all this back as a black man. You know how it is. You push all that shit back, and eventually it's gonna come out.
But I don't think he was fighting internally. He was fighting externally with his mom, his dad, all of these external factors that are pulling him every which way and keeping people on the same track. Think about his homies, how he had to check his homies so many times. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think he was fighting himself. He was fighting to keep shit on the rail, bro.
Yeah, it never shows him thinking twice about, should I keep doing this?
No, well,
so that's why I'm kind of with Ralph on this.
I think he didn't realize the big consequences of his actions. I think he was just more like, he liked doing this. He liked making money.
Say that one more time. You said he didn't what?
He didn't realize, like, how far this shit goes. Like, okay.
He wanted it to go far.
No, I mean, like, the consequences of it. Like, he didn't think he was going to lose so much. And then he just ended up accepting all that throughout this season.
What did he really lose, though?
He lost Melody. He lost...
That was season three. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, but... You talking about...
He lost his homie in season one.
He ends up...
Which homie? The one he shot?
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's really...
But you can see him, like, going towards more of a darker side. Like, he's a monster.
But that's the game, though. The game does that to any and everybody that decides to play it. If you're going to be at the top, you gotta be dark.
He had multiple outs, though. He's always had multiple outs, but he still kept doubling down.
But because he knew what it was. And I think
which outs did he have?
I don't know.
As far as like he made enough money to where he could say, I'm done, I stopped.
The game don't work like that.
Obviously I understand.
Right.
I consider that out because his mom even brought up in this season as far. His mom brought like, we got enough money to leave. Why the fuck are we still doing this shit? And that was the last question that really check Franklin and see, like, are you really still going to continue?
Was that after he got shot?
No, that was in season two.
Oh, okay.
Right?
No, she asked him in this season. She asked him in this season. But I'm just saying, like,
how much money and we can just...
Well, it was after Franklin had to check the white guy that she used to work for. Because remember, they got into real estate and all of that. And he put a bigger bid. Remember that?
I do remember that, but I remember that conversation with his mom and Franklin. But we can go on.
I'm just saying, like, his mom has always been like, I don't really want
the
you to do
of
this.
Reason.
His uncle said, like, I don't really want you to do this shit, like, at least in this step.
Once the unk saw the money, he was like, shit.
He said it from day one, because remember...
But he changed his mind. Once he got involved in the business.
He didn't have outs, bro. You manufacturing shit.
I think he had outs.
God damn.
I think he had out.
He had
nah.
out.
Because I think because
hold on. You have a rough day at work.
No, nah, I just woke up.
That was real
No, I just woke up, bro.
He's not usually that ill.
No, 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 I literally just woke up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just used to it. People. I'm just saying, like, I feel like this. Like, for as smart as Frank or as smart as Franklin is portrayed to be, he should have known that this lifestyle doesn't end well. He already went to jail last season, and now you know they always say it's two options: you're in dead or in jail. And he just got shot this season, and
they
almost
say that
died.
Now this is the beginning of the drug game. No, they didn't know this yet.
But his uncle kind of—he's always been warned throughout the series about this lifestyle and how much this shit. Like even Avi, we've seen the rise and fall of Avi throughout the series. As far as when you first see him, Avi's—it's all sunshine and his money, and he's doing all this bullshit. And then now you were seeing it's nothing but darkness and overcast and all this shit. Like you see, like, and Avi's looking at him like, bro. He even told him like, bro, this greed, like, you got to make sure you have a number and get out, because when this greed will corrupt you, just like it's like, look at where I'm at, look at what I've been through.
I'm just saying,
of this bullshit.
Let you tell me what, like, roses and sunshine game story that we've ever seen. Scarface wasn't like that. Pay the Fool ain't like that. Any type of show, movie, anything that chronicles the game, bro, is dark, and it starts off light. Right? Or it can start off dark and get to light, but it always winds up being dark, because it's the more shit that you, it's like telling lies, bro. You got to compound your shit. Mm-hmm. And the weight, literally the weight of emotions and the shit you got to deal with, bro, it makes you make this rash decisions at times. But with Franklin, we've seen him stay above the fray the entire show. Of course, he has things that pull him a little bit to the far right, a little bit to the left. But for the most part, he is the most consistent person outside of Reed Thompson, I would say, on the show. He's been the most consistent character on this show, bro, on the straight and narrow. We got to take advantage of this and make as much money as possible before it runs out.
That's
amazing seeing this character development, though, because I always thought Franklin was a punk ass.
Now he was a bitch ass nigga.
I mean, he still
is.
He still is
to a
bitch,
degree.
Yeah, he's still a bitch ass motherfucker.
He got a big ass soft spot in his heart.
Yeah. This season,
no, it did.
But my main point was
Franklin still gets his.
My main point was that if he was supposed to be the good kid, the good son, right? That's what he was the smartest kid in the neighborhood. He was supposed to go to college. He was what Ricky was in Boys in the Hood, right? He was supposed to make it out. Like, he had bigger plans. Remember his mom said, you too big of a fish to be in this little pond. But his decisions, because of the bad decisions he made that led him down to this road, or the circumstances that he was put in, he's been making wrong decisions after that, and he's just having to deal with those consequences moving forward. Now, if he was a smart person, he would realize, look, I can make this amount of bread, and then from there I'll move on to something else, because I'm seeing what it's doing to me and to my friends.
Look, man,
do this all night.
Look, are you talking from a euphoric utopia type of perspective, man? Because at the end of the day, bro, how many dudes you know that was really in the game, really make it out like that, bro? Right. Or just
like
get out?
Avatar,
yeah, man, that shit don't work like that, dog.
What the fuck?
None of that shit works like that, dog.
My main point was more about that. He's accepted that his role as being a drug dealer, someone who's corrupt, who's damaged this community. Because remember, Andre even said in the episode.
I put it to you like this. I agree at the aspect Frank didn't realize what The Rock was going to do to people closest to him. Mm-hmm. And when it hit Melody, that should change his perspective. Mm-hmm. But that was the only thing.
But only ever so slightly, though.
Only ever so slightly.
Not enough to leave.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cause you know when he
so
came,
much so that he had to kill the pops.
Right. Yeah, because think about it, when he came back, you know, and his mom was like, "Is everything okay?" He was like, "She on the rock now," mm-hmm. and that was it. It was just mm-hmm. like he accepted that shit for what it is. He was like, "All right, she gone."
Yep.
Yeah. Nah, I think that still messed him up, because he
didn't say it didn't.
It just he's saying it didn't mess him up that much. Like you're.
It wasn't like Holly.
No. It definitely wasn't like Holly.
You don't think so?
Not at all.
No.
Especially how. Towards the end of the season,
no.
Franklin was never going to stop. Mm-hmm. So that's what Ralph is kind of getting at. Like, you're looking at this like nobody walks into the drug game thinking, I'm going to make this amount of money and then stop, and then they actually do that. They might have that idea when they first mm-hmm. walk in. Once I hit this cool, mm-hmm. you know, 100,000, I'm going
to
stop.
Mm-hmm. But is it smart to stop?
Is it smart to enter?
I mean, exactly. I'm just saying, if
no, because the reason why it's so hard to stop. Think about how many miles he feeds. How many of those people have the ability to take whatever they have right now and to continue to maintain themselves? How many people have
nobody around him is smart enough to do
that? Only Jerome, because he has a business now out of it.
Yes,
but outside of that, like his homies and stuff, hell no. Who's the other comedian guy that was just introduced? Man Boy.
Man Child's a rapper, sorry.
Yeah, Man Boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, he's in the game. Without Frank, what's he going to do? He going to go back to his crazy ass uncle or cousin or whoever that is.
Well, we see what he did at the end of the season.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
Well, anyway, yeah, y'all.
We can just move on from Nick being wrong.
Yeah, I know. I know. The show
could be a whole episode.
Yeah. I know.
All right, chill out.
How wrong is Nick? Right.
But I was going to say, the season starts off with Andre looking at his neighborhood and looking at what the crack epidemic, what they don't know what it is, but that's what it is, how it affects Black neighborhoods, or just neighborhoods in general, whoever is on the drug. And you see that drug transaction with just some random fiend and a drug dealer kind of go wrong, with the drug dealer just driving off with the girl
around the back. The car.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And it just stuns Andre to the point where he's like, wow, this shit is crazy. I need to get this shit off the streets quick as possible. And then you go to the complete opposite of that, of Franklin and his family. They over there celebrating and shit. You know, Jerome got his own business. He's helping his mom get property and shit. Like, everybody's eating, like you said, FIFO. Like, everybody's eating off of this. And then you kind of see everything slowly but surely decline from there. How did y'all feel about the way they kind of, like, broke down? Like, they showed you the good stuff, but then they also showed you the real stuff. Like, starting from the episode one.
It's the real, and I think you should have started like just a little bit even before the first episode. If you watch the intro, right, and how the neighborhood progresses, right, because it says snowfall and it's all little houses. Mm-hmm. And at first it was like nothing was burning. Then you see one or two houses burning, and then as progressively as the season goes on, like snowfall, it's just, the whole neighborhood is burnt down. But I think Snowfall does a great job of showing everybody's perspective and showing both sides of that coin, because everything isn't always gravy, right? Like, it could be gravy now, but it ain't gonna be gravy tomorrow. And excuse me. And that's just part of the game is that balance. You know what I'm saying? So I think they did a great job of showing that. And even the antagonist, right? Like, what's his name? The cop's name?
Andre.
You know what I'm saying? The antagonist, like, against, right, his next door neighbor, bro. And I thought it was so crazy. I know I'm jumping ahead, but I thought it was so crazy. What was the first place he went to when he couldn't find Mel?
He went to Franklin.
That was crazy to me.
It makes sense.
It makes sense, but
he don't know her friends, and that he knows that they have a connection,
right? And he knows Franklin since he was little. Yeah. You know what I'm
saying?
Let's
talk about that relationship between Andre and Franklin. Early on, Andre tries to talk to Franklin, like he just like man to man says, mm-hmm. "Hey, look. I know you're making this money, but this is fucking up the community. Mm-hmm. Can you please stop? Like, just to get out, be good, and all that stuff. I don't know if he was gonna forgive everything else he did before him, but just be like, look, just stop it right now." He was like, "How do you even sleep at night?" And Frank was like, "I sleep like a baby." Like, and then from there, Andre sat back like, "All right, it's a wrap. We enemies now."
Yeah, that was terrible.
Why was that terrible?
I mean, it's just that line.
Oh, like a baby.
Yeah, I don't like that scene.
Just, really?
Yeah,
I did.
I mean, yeah. It was a deep, powerful scene.
Yeah.
It was hard.
It
man.
Drew the line in the sand between them.
Yeah.
It showed.
I already knew the line, though.
We know that. But you got, man, y'all gotta be thinking about these characters, man. Andre is a cop. He thinks positively. Let me just talk to the kid.
You just woke up. Snapping at me.
No, it's just, man, y'all perspective on this shit is off, man. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. But nah, Ken, like, Andre is a positive influence, right? Like he thinks he can talk to
Franklin.
You know what I'm saying? Be like, you know, I can change his mind. Like, I know him as a kid. Like, you know, all I gotta do is just talk some sense into him. Nah, Franklin's like, nah, bruh. It's too much money out here to get got. He drew that line. So, yeah, we know because we see the behind the scenes of Franklin. Andre don't see that.
But right. Did we know? Because, I mean, I didn't really realize it until that scene just how much Franklin was like, I don't give a fuck. about none of this.
Exactly.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's why I thought that scene was actually really dope.
Because you saw the transition.
You saw him transitioning from the beginning, and now he's gotten to the point where he's like, oh, my money over my community. Yep. So when he says, how do you sleep? And he says, like a fucking baby.
Yep.
I don't see how that you was, could be like,
it still didn't feel believable to me.
It felt believable as fuck to me.
Not to me. Yeah. I rolled my eyes when you
really?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. That shit was powerful, man.
Yeah, man, you tripping.
Miss On Game, how did you feel about Andre's bullheadedness as far as to trying to stop this whole thing? Because I think Franklin tried to give him multiple outs. Because I think Frank, like you said, people, they grew up together. He knows his daughter. Like, Andre's known him since he was a little kid, but like, and that's why I think Franklin was trying to, like, even though he was, you know, doing all this extra crazy shit as far as trying to stop this whole game or this whole plug connection thing, he still wanted to be like, look, I'll forgive all that shit if you just take this bread and leave. Do you feel like Andre put himself in a corner because he just wanted to try, he wanted to be the guy to do the right thing?
I mean, I just feel like, yeah, he wanted to help him because he'd been knowing him since he was little, neighbors, all of that. But a big part of me feels like Andre was going to be against him regardless because of Mel. Like, that's how I looked at it from that perspective. Like, that's her dad at the same time. And he knew what was kind of going on, what was transpiring between the two of them. So it was like maybe he trying to, you know, I guess steer him in the right direction because of her as well. But as far as Franklin's bullheadedness, it's like he already in the game. He not just, oh, the cop gonna come tell me to stop, so let me fall back from doing this shit. No, that wasn't gonna work, and Andre should have knew that wasn't gonna work. So, I mean, I don't know. That it just wasn't gonna work that way. It wasn't gonna be that easy. So at that point, I feel like once Andre saw that, then the way he completely turned, to me, it just really came off, and maybe this is just me just being a woman looking at it from that way. I felt like he was going to be more against Franklin because of Mel. If I'm wondering if he didn't have his daughter as a factor in there, would he have been so, I got to bring him down, you know, or would he have kind of, he would have did his job, but would he kind of fell back a little bit?
Mm.
So,
yeah, I definitely think that added emotional aggression toward Franklin, right? Because I think if it was just another guy, yeah, we get him when we get him. Mm-hmm. But this is Franklin. Let me talk some sense into him. Oh, shit. This is the real
you
guy?
Think so? You think it's a... Because he was living in that neighborhood, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's as big of a factor as anything. I don't think it would have been so much of we'll get him when we get him, whatever, whatever. Like,
well,
he was living in that community, seeing it happen.
No, 100%. But what I'm saying is, obviously, there were other dealers and other drug organizations happening, right? Mm-hmm. He wasn't so intent on bringing them down the way that he was trying to bring down Franklin.
But I think because they were dealing weed. Like, that damn rock was something else.
Well, the rock was something else, but coke was still apparent.
But it don't get sold in black neighborhoods.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Coke was
true.
Yeah,
true.
I mean, go back to the opening scene.
Yeah, no. You want it.
He just woke up, so that's why. B, how did you feel about Andre and Frank's relationship as far as towards the end? Because I wanted to cover this as far as just the relationship Franklin has and just with everybody. But as far as Andre, that was the most compelling one. And then to see how it ended with Franklin being the one that kills him, did you think he was going to be the one that did any of that?
I think once he broke into his house and got those files under the pool table. Under the pool table, I was thinking to myself, man, he got too much information now. Like, once Franklin finds out, because you see what happened when Franklin went in the house. Like, he kind of damn near almost went immediately to that table when his shit got ransacked. Mm-hmm. So he went in there, and when he found that, and everybody was like, what's missing? He knew. And then he went and saw him, and I'm like, and in my mind, I'm thinking, like, he might kill us, because he had too much information. Like, he had everything. That was pretty much the whole layout of him working with the CIA.
Reed Thompson.
Yeah, Reed Thompson. So, like, he had all that whole shit laid out.
And I don't think...
He knew too much. Yeah. He knew too much.
And so, I think Franklin thought he had the one up on him, because when he had the black girl drug him, and they went to the hotel, and he stole his badge. And then you see how, you know, Andre's police department reacted to that.
Yep.
Because he finally got treated like a black man in the workforce at the time. Like, nobody had his back.
Yep.
So he thought, like, all right, now I'm removed him. He ain't going to be an issue no more.
Yep.
And
made it even worse.
So, B, you really thought that Frank was going to come in there and kill him? I didn't.
He had too...
I didn't.
Fivo. He had too much. He had too much, man.
But here's the thing. 100% that Andre had too much on him, but how much of that could he really use? Because even his homie, right, the white cop, I don't remember his name.
The one that ended up making a deal with him.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right? Like he was talking sense into Andre, bro. Like, bro, what you going? You going to whistleblow this? Like, the government is bringing this shit in. It's not even Frank like that. So you can't whistleblow it. You can't bring it to your department. You know what I'm saying?
Franklin doesn't know any of that.
Right.
He's a kid at the end of the day.
But I think Franklin knows and feels and understands that he is slightly protected by Reed because he's gone to Reed in the past to get him out of shit.
Reed checked his ass early. Reed checked his ass. Remember, because when Franklin, early in the season, he was like, you got me off of jail. Like, you got a good connect in there, right? And then Reed was like, nigga, don't ever say that shit again. Because I could take your black ass right back.
Because
It was like, because the whole point was information. Just like why Franklin killed Andre, Reed doesn't like, he's the same way. He thinks like Franklin the same way. Like, too much information. If you know things about me, you could use that as leverage.
Yeah, exactly. Of course.
That's why he had to go, FIFO.
No, I'm not saying he didn't have to go, but also we know that Frank, right, coming up in the series,
shaky
hand. He's a little punk. You know what I'm saying? He had punk moments. And then
you didn't think that was going to happen.
Nah, and then even the fact that Andre said, like, you ain't going to shoot no cop in his house. I was just like, well, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's not who's about to die. Yeah. Mm. You say some stupid shit like that, you about to die.
Thank you.
And it was also,
I can't believe y'all
didn't
see that.
Because who else is he going to get to do it, really? You got to think about that.
Like, no, I know. And whatever the moment.
Send somebody else to kill Mel's dad. It had to be him.
Had to.
You know, you couldn't see Leon doing that.
Nope.
And it's also because, like, how many times do we have to have this conversation? Like, there always gets to a point in a series, like, where you see two people who are at odds.
Yeah.
And if they, just like the same reasons why we have issue with sometimes with powers, like, how many times do you have to have the same conversation over and over again before something really pop off?
Right.
100.
Otherwise, y'all just talking shit.
Was I the only one that added, but don't push me after you said that? I ain't no killer. When he was walking by. That's all I heard in my head. I ain't no killer. Pow.
If he had said that, that might have actually been kind of tight.
That would have been dope.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
He said, like, what, Mike?
You know what I mean? You know how he do, don't push me.
Yeah.
Going back to the early part of the season, we get introduced to some new characters, or a new character who played a somewhat decent role in the series, Man-Boy.
Decent?
Nah, I didn't think he was that great, but... he ain't my favorite. His henchmen tried to rob Franklin and basically his whatever drug thing they was going on, and Leon's peeped him and they popped him, you know, capped him real quick. And then that's when Man-Boy got introduced to them, saying, look, that wasn't my call, I apologize, but I still want to move this rock with you. Because at this point, everybody knows the recipe since Kevin, you know, told everybody pretty much. But obviously, Frank still has that pure cocaina, you know, like, so he's got the best drugs out. So they team up, but Franklin wants to keep him somewhat at a distance, and Leon don't even want to fuck with him at all. Did y'all expect more out of Man-Boy?
But talk about the reason why Leon don't want to fuck with him.
Oh, yeah, because of Wanda.
Crackhead girl. Mm-hmm. That shit, I couldn't care about that. I was just like, really? You really mad at this dude over your crackhead ass girl?
He loved her, though.
Yeah, he did.
But I'm saying, but at what point do you go ahead and let that go?
You always love her.
Yeah, no, you don't. She become a crackhead? You got to go.
She was like a crackhead for real.
Yeah, she was.
No, she was a crackhead for real. She was on that dog collar.
For real, that was the best acting of a
crackhead I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
And shout out to her, the actress. Yeah. But
that's what I'm saying.
With the crusty look, with the extra crust.
And stay talking shit.
Y'all let that go, man. Them feelings got to be gone.
And even how she treated Melody, I thought that was kind of fucked up.
She kept rolling.
No, it was.
That was the best episode of the whole season. I said that. When that shit was dope. I was like, it was tough to watch because it's like, damn.
I know, it was fun to watch.
I mean, just like, what's going on? What happened to her? That shit was dope.
But to see how she just got hooked on that shit so quick, man. Like, one of my dad's best friends.
Texas was like that. Like that shit get you, man. That shit's crazy. Man.
And also, I know we jumping into that particular episode. I just thought
it's the season in total.
Of course. I thought it was so interesting how like we know Melody smokes weed, right?
Right.
And she keeps that away from her dad. Right. But as soon as she touched that rock, it was a rock.
We knew she elevated from weed because she was doing coke.
She was sniffing coke.
Yeah, and Frank looked at her a little bit different. Like I didn't know. I understand weed, but like you doing some hardcore drugs now.
And the thing I love about that particular episode is, like, of course, we see the downfall of Mel, and she was, like, one step away of getting away from everything. Mm-hmm. But the two scenes, well, the scene that was, like, so dope to me was the scene when he went in that crack house, and, like, the way that shit was shot when he was walking through the crack house, because that was a moment where, in my opinion, I was like, okay, Franklin is having a little bit of remorseful, because he's, like, him and his dad is always like, oh, this is our people, and, like, look what he's doing to his people right in front of his face. Mm-hmm. And he's getting his money, and he's walking through that crack house like, damn. And he's looking around like, fuck, I did this. And I think that's why when he went to his mother, it was just like, she was like, she okay? No, she on that. Just can you imagine how many black
that rock now.
Can you imagine how many black families have said that in the '80s, man? Like that shit. That was a good ass episode. Yeah, like when I saw that episode, I was like, fuck.
And that's why to me, that's why like I didn't understand going back to Man Boy. Like I didn't understand really what his significance was outside of the connection of Wanda. And as far as her telling him how to cook the crack and all that, because after that she was pretty much useless. She was just a crackhead in the house, sucking dick.
To show that Franklin is getting other crews to actually be his employees, he's moving up in the game. Not only does he have his own gang, he's now recruiting other gangs. Mm-hmm. So then, when you get to the end, once again, and you see where Man Boy is, it all makes sense.
Well, I thought it was more of like I was expecting him to betray him. I thought he was going to be like an undercover villain.
Again, think about the last fucking episode where you saw Leon, where you saw Man Boy.
Mm-hmm. We gonna get to that because I have issues.
Acting like this shit didn't happen.
Well, I have issues with that last episode, and I get what you're saying.
I think you missed it, bro.
No, I
missed that shit.
I just don't like time jumps.
I'm not talking about the time jump.
It was a time jump.
It was not a time jump.
I said
I'm not talking about the time jump. I'm talking about what happened with Manchild and what happened with Leon.
No, yeah,
I keep calling him a fucking Manchild, Man Boy.
Yeah.
It makes sense. That's why he was. I'm telling you, when the next season starts, you're going to see exactly how significant Man Boy is.
Maybe it is like let's introduce him now, and he'll pay off later. I don't think he paid off this season.
Where was he at the end of the season? Think about it.
He was riding around shooting up the neighborhood
at the very end when Franklin was fucked up. Mm-hmm. Where was Man Boy?
He was outside riding around shooting.
But he was doing other shit opposite of Leon. They weren't fucking with each other anymore. Mm-hmm. Think about it. What came from the drug game? Think about that part. Think about the history.
Mm-hmm.
What major event came from the drug game and the drug war and all that shit?
The L.A. riots?
Nah, bro.
That was Rodney King, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My bad.
Dang.
You gotta school gang school wars, right? The gang wars. Now, think about it. You saw Leon, and what was he wearing?
Red?
No. Well, I thought he was wearing blue, but you're probably right. Yeah. One of them was wearing all red.
Oh. Was Leon
one
wearing? He was wearing black.
He was wearing black. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
The crazy Stacy from what's his name? The Wood. He was wearing red,
and where
Man Boy was blue. Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah.
So how are you saying he was insignificant?
Well, because Stacy was wearing red too, and he wasn't that big.
And Man Boy was wearing blue. This is gonna be the next entire season.
My thing is, Man Boy was a Crip though, right?
Yeah,
and his cousin wasn't he related to the dude?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
that was like his sister's baby daddy or some shit like that.
I don't even think that shit matters.
Yeah, it's cool, but
that's not what I wanted to say. That's a significant part in the '80s in LA back then.
But I'm not obviously you don't know your history.
Yes,
because
yeah,
I don't know that. I don't know that. No, that's true. I don't know the '80s like that.
Exactly. So you don't know your history. So therefore, you don't understand the direction of where it's going and why this is significant. Because the next part of what happens in the drug story in Cali in the '80s and the next aspect that Frank is going to have to overcome is all of these gangs going at each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he has to still stay above the fray and be neutral.
That's what happens in the 80s back then, dude. That's what was happening.
That's so fucking dope. Yes. That last episode, granted, I'm with you, it wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
But that aspect with Man Boy is fucking huge.
Yeah, man.
Well, I think that last episode had a lot of great little things. It's just that's not what I wanted to see to follow up.
Okay,
that.
Yeah. I'm with that. I'm just saying your comment about Man Boy does not.
I appreciate y'all putting me onto that. But let's go back to Wanda and Mel and their relationship, or just seeing the deterioration of Wanda. I feel like it was just in one season when she just, as soon as she got on the ride.
I didn't even recognize her.
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't either. Yeah. I was like, damn, that is Wanda. Because she was cute.
She was cute. She was down with Leon. Like, you thinking, damn, like, they about to get married and do whatever. Same way with, like, Franklin and Melody. It's crazy, like, how that played out. But did y'all feel like Wanda at one point in time was ever going to somehow, some way come back to Leon? Or did you think that she was just going to be gone completely?
Once you gone, man.
I figured he was going to kill her at some point. That's what I thought was going to happen, but I'm surprised it didn't.
Yeah. Especially how hot of a head Leon is.
She kept talking shit.
I know.
She talked shit throughout the whole episode. Yeah.
I know.
I can't
believe Man Boy almost killed her when he choked her, when he kicked her ass out because Louis told her to leave and shit. Mm-hmm. I love that episode 7. I think episode 7 really gave you the inside. I've never really seen the perspective of a crackhead, at least from in movies and and TV in that way. Like them just having fun and like not even
you never watched Jungle Fever before?
No, I watched Jungle Fever, but I'm just saying like
New Jack City.
I mean, I was about to say the other character.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson. Yeah. I just think that it was so unique because like with Wanda, she was just like, it was funny because she was like, I feel like you looking into my soul. Like like the way they was just having fun, but on drugs, and then like how you get the drugs and then all the bullshit lies that Wanda would just be saying just to say shit, just to get the money. Like and then at the end of it, she ends up betraying, I guess, Melody in a way just because of The Rock. And it was just like, that shit is insane.
That's how they do.
And then Melody was just, she was just a victim of it.
But in turn, she started doing the same shit Wanda was doing. Like, she sold, like, her fucking bed, her dad's car, like, everything just to get that rock.
She didn't sell her dad's car. I thought they stole
it. Oh, they stole the car. I'm sorry. But they stripped that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But not just everything in her room. You saw, like, a time lapse. Like, everything just kept going. The stereo, the TV, the bed, that.
But she wasn't ruthless towards other people.
No, she wasn't. Not yet.
Not yet, exactly. Wanda was in it deeper.
Yep.
You ain't ever lived in the neighborhood with crackheads?
Nah. They've been junkies, but not crackheads.
Lucky,
junkies. What's
the just like, because in Cincinnati, it's like a lot of heroin and a lot of other stuff. So
shit, heroin junkies just as bad.
They mostly
sleep all the time.
I just say a nigga
that. Junkie sleep on the curb.
Yeah, at the end of the day, he's like, he just tired. He had a long day.
Yep.
But I just felt like, I loved how the relationship between Franklin and Melody, it just went in a whole different direction than what it was supposed to go. And
quick.
And like, cause she was the same. She was like the female version of him.
Yep.
Like, you're going off to college. You supposed to, you were
coming
another,
to the A, baby.
Yeah.
Clark.
Spelman.
Oh, yeah.
Spelman. I'm sorry. I said Clark.
Yeah. She was going to Spelman. It's like and the one time that her dad lets her go to a party, the nigga usually be a lockdown type dad. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know what? It's your last day.
Yep.
You've already agreed to leave earlier than what you was expected to go. And I'm gonna let you go because I raised you.
Yeah,
you
foot out the door.
One foot out the door.
Damn.
Yeah.
Miss Songay, how did you feel about their relationship as far as Franklin and Melody?
I mean, yeah, I thought that was gonna be one of those. It flourishes. She gonna be like the one that, you know, she was gonna come to Atlanta and she was gonna bring that shit here. She was gonna be kind of like his sidekick.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. And then it was sad when she got hooked on that shit. Like, I was really sad because it was like, damn, this girl had a bright future ahead of her. And then, like you said, her dad had her on lockdown. Then he, you know, loosened up. Like, okay, you know, you agree, blah, blah, blah. She go to this party. She being loose. She got them get hooked after that. And then Franklin, he tried to save her. But after that, it was like, fuck it. I don't know. I was just sad that she got hooked on it. Not just because it's like her and Franklin, but it was just sad watching that because she was supposed to be bigger than that. So,
do you understand why, like, her frustration against Franklin as it got, like, because once Andre had, you know, the police, like, come through the whole neighborhood and raid it, pretty much, that's how Jerome ended up getting, you know, beat up by the cops, and then you see how that kind of scarred him a little way. It divided the neighborhood from there, because Andre, at that point in time, he was just like, look, I'm just here to protect the streets regardless if I'm hurting my people or not. And, like, because you see him, like, walk away from that whole police brutality situation. Mm-hmm. And you even see that how that affects Melly down the line when that one girl came up and just beat her ass because, like, you got my cousin locked up. Right. So do you feel like she was trying to somehow make peace, but then at the end of the day she realized, look, you caused more harm than good for my life at least.
Yeah, and I mean, I can see that because then it's kind of like she's stuck in the middle, too. Like, she's stuck in the middle. She liked Franklin or whatever. Then she got her dad on this side. Then she's seeing everything that's happening around her. So it's putting her in that rough space. But I don't think that was no reason for her to go. I mean, it probably was the reason for her to feel like, okay, well, shit, this is my last day. I'm going to go wild out. Fuck that. Fuck Franklin. I'm whoever that nigga was at the party or whatever. I mean, she did all that. That probably was part of the reason that pushed her to kind of let loose that last night, because of her frustration with what's going on, her being in the middle of her dad, Franklin, neighborhood, and everything like that. I just hate that she got her ass whooped because of the shit. That probably played a part, too. She's just like, fuck all this shit. I'm going to go have fun my last night, then I'm going to Spelman. But to me, it's like, what the fuck possessed her to try that shit when she sees what is going on in the neighborhood?
I blame it off because it's a new drug and nobody knows what the...
That shit made no sense.
Yeah, but...
I'm with her. That shit made no sense.
You see, it's literally, you see what the fuck is doing to everybody around you. What makes you say, oh, that's not going to happen to me, but let me try it.
Well, they all think that.
That's what they all think.
But at the same time, like, you're seeing the ramifications of it through the neighborhood. Like, you see it firsthand. So it was like when you were talking, I kind of understood her decision a little bit because I thought it was stupid. I'm like, okay, why did they even write that? That makes no sense. But if you think, oh, I'm going to hit this because I'm leaving tomorrow anyway, so I ain't got nothing to lose. So because I'm going to be in Spelman, doing my own shit. So I kind of maybe understood the decision-making process. But at the same time, it seemed like she's smarter than
that. Right. And that was my thing. I felt like she was supposed to be smarter than
that. And Franklin thought she was, too, because when they were looking for her, he had that conversation with Leon. And Leon was like, look, nigga, once you on that rock, it's a wrap.
I can tell y'all ain't never been around drug addicts.
Nah, man.
You know, especially when it comes to, like, suburban drug addicts.
Okay.
I'm from the suburban.
You said suburban. Okay.
Because suburban drug addicts, they all think that they can hit it once. And it's not going to do them the way it does.
No, yeah, I get that mindset.
And that's why I thought that made complete sense. Mm-hmm. Because she was so hoity-toity and so smart, like y'all say. Yep. She's thinking, I'm too good for this. Yep. I can hit this shit once and it's not going to do nothing to me.
Man,
she hit it once. And then what happens is, you got to think about it. She probably saw herself as so much better than Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
And then where did she end up?
Same level.
Same level as Wanda. As much as I have flaws with this show, that writing was fucking brilliant.
I would say the same thing with Franklin and Leon. Like, Franklin thought he was better than Leon. Because the way he kind of talks to him sometimes, even though they're still friends, I think he still thinks of himself as above this.
He's just
the
boss.
But then now you realize they're the same now. Same type
of
person.
Not at all. Not at all. Because y'all keep laughing at
Go
me.
Go ahead.
No, because Frank did have an arrogance about, like, being above the fray when he first came back and got into the game and everything. But I think he realized that I'm the boss and he needs Leon. He needs muscle, right? And what he tries to do is keep Leon and everybody else kind of on the straight and narrow path. He tries to keep people on the tracks, man. That I think that's Frank's best quality, is like not letting emotions guide his decision, because almost everybody else on the show, their emotions guide their decisions. Yep. Jerome's girl, very emotional.
What's her name? Louie?
Yeah, I know you're talking about
Louie.
She's very emotional. Mm-hmm. Very emotional. Jerome kind of has his stuff a little bit in check, but his emotions are dictated by her. Mm-hmm. If she's off, he's off, right? You look at the mom. The mom is highly emotional. Dad has his emotional balance in check. But those are the only two, only Frank and his dad. And I also wanted to talk about when Mel, after she got on the rock, dad passed and everything. And remember, she was staying with her homegirls, mom and everything.
Yeah.
And how she was just in the room smoking, not giving a fuck. And when the mom kicked her out, she was like, all right, cool.
She was laughing.
Laughing.
Yeah, she high. Yeah.
Yeah, but it just kind of shows, again, you know, just being at Wanda's level, how far they've fallen, and then how nobody wants her. Obviously, mom was already out the picture. Dad is gone now. Who's going to take care of Mel? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I agree with Mike. I think that that episode and that dynamic of kind of bringing Melody down was some of the greatest writing that this show has seen.
Because you can tell, like, what the difference with Wanda is when she got on the Rock, she was able to take care of herself. She was able to squeeze in with another gang. She, whatever, sucks some dick here and there to get whatever she needs. Yep. Mm-hmm. Melody can't do that.
Because she wasn't part about that, like, Melody.
Cannot do that because she's always been taken care of.
Yep.
And that's the way suburban junkies always are. You know, we probably all got junkies in our families. They know how to figure this shit out because they've grown up poor. They've grown up broke. They know how to struggle. Suburban junkies, they don't know how to do that. So that's why Melly getting kicked in the face, losing her sweatshirt,
losing her mama's necklace,
all this dumb shit because she doesn't know how to fucking navigate these streets the way
Wanda's
these other
from
people
the projects.
Do. Yeah. Wanda's a hood chick.
She was choose with Leon.
You know,
I got it. Okay.
All that shit made complete sense.
Let's move on a little bit to Reed Thompson or Teddy. I think this is his best portrayal of the series as far as this season, in my opinion, because you kind of see him be good at what he does now. Like, he knows how to work everybody. He knows exactly what he needs to say in each room. He knows what to hold, what information to withhold, what information to tell. He's got a whole system ready, and I think he was still trying to hold off on his life after this as far as with Jules, and, you know, he's got a son with her and everything, but ever since they started working together, I already knew that was going to end up horribly because they were apart for some time before they got back together as far as
teaming
up. I'm
still confused by that whole shit with her.
She tried to save her man.
She was trying to save him. And that's basically why I was confused. So part of me thought she was trying to blow up his spot to get him to stop.
100.
Then the other part of it, I was like, wait, is she trying to, like, take over what he's doing? Like, I was just confused by her motives.
So the government boss basically put her to take over this because they couldn't control Reed anymore. So think about Reed, right? Like, and what his agenda is representing the CIA. Right.
Well, I thought they abandoned him.
That's what I thought.
And left him. Like, he's has rogue. No one.
Because remember, he wasn't AWOL or rogue. He took the agenda and ran with it.
But I thought the government severed their ties with him and just kind of left him there because they didn't want any part of the fallout that may come from what
that's
happened.
What he's exactly what he said so in his deal. So that's why they sent in Jules to take over the organization and steer it in the way that they wanted to versus Reed just continuing to do what he thought was best.
To steer it or just to end it, period?
No, they still want the money.
See, that's what I was confused about. Because it seemed like she was trying to end the entire shit.
Well, she was for his sake.
See, everybody's speaking different
languages. Okay. No. It sounds like we're all confused. Well, I think there's multiple different
agendas. I don't feel stupid
agendas.
Anymore.
I think it's multiple. I think what Taken was saying was, like, the government doesn't trust Reed anymore.
Because
the guy that he was reporting to, they kicked his ass out. And that's why Reed was talking to a new guy the whole time. And what other better way to get over to take over this organization than to have his ex-wife, his baby mom, try to do that from within? Since that's the only person that they
She was trying to become Reed. She 100. Wasn't trying to stop the organization.
100.
Well, see, part of it made I thought he, like, on certain episodes, I thought she was trying to stop the entire thing. That's why I was confused.
Well, I think for the CIA, she was trying to play both sides. Like, she was agreeing with the CIA, like, oh, yeah, this guy, like, I need to get Reed out of here. I'll take over. But at the same time, she still loved Reed, but she was like, let me just ruin this shit so we can be together.
See, that's why I was confused.
Yeah,
okay.
I was confused.
All right. I'll just stay confused. It's cool. We can go on.
Well, we can just go on as far as their relationship. Mm-hmm. Do you think that what she was doing, well, obviously to Mike it didn't make sense, but do y'all think that what she was doing, do you understand her reasoning, like what it was doing to Reed?
I did before we started talking about it because I thought she was trying to save him because they have a child together. By getting him out of that situation.
So then what happens to the situation when she gets him out of it? Did you think that she was going to take it over?
No. I think they were going to end the whole operation.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Right. Until later on. Then I was like, wait, I think she was trying to take it over.
Because didn't somebody say that?
Her boss was trying to get her to take it over. I don't think she really wanted to take it
over. But I thought Reed told somebody that he came there, that she came to end the whole thing.
Maybe that's just what we thought.
At the end. That was Reed's conclusion at the end,
right,
when everything happened. But during, he just thought that she was there to help him to expand.
Yes.
So right, Reed doesn't actually know that she was coming from the CIA bosses. Mm-mm.
Nah.
He just probably
she told him, though.
She.
Yeah, see.
I don't know. My memory isn't the greatest. I remember that she was coming in, like, she was telling Reed that we're looking to expand. And that's why he let her in.
Right.
And then remember, they needed to get a new supplier. Right. So that's the reason why they went way out there to the jungle, to the Congo, mm-hmm, or wherever the hell they was. And they met up with the white guy that fucking drugged them up, yeah, and everything, and said, at the end beach of this, right, like, you're going to, mm-hmm, figure out your path.
Asian guy.
The Asian guy. Mm-hmm. What did I say? White guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
I didn't hear you say white guy, but go ahead.
Okay. But either way, like, she initially, to me, I thought she was going in there to help him expand. And that's what she sold him.
And I think that was a ruse. I think we came to find out that
100%. So 100%. But her bosses were talking about taking over the organization and getting Reed out of it because they can no longer control Reed. Because, mm-hmm, Reed was running it the way he wanted to run it. And you know how the government, our government is. They want full control over everything.
See, that's another thing that didn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Well, to me, like, I think she was just like, if they want him out and I want him out, so let me just go along with this plan.
But why do they need to come up with this elaborate plan to get him out? It's the government.
Well, right, they just need to, they wanted her. They wanted her to know what he was doing, so exactly, so they
the
can
process
learn how to, yeah, they
the
learn,
process.
Yeah, this remove
but
him.
But it seemed a little bit deeper
in
than her just learning the process. What's the point of sending her in there and pretending to expand as opposed to just learning the process?
Because I don't think he would have taught her.
Trust.
Why wouldn't he? That's his ex-wife, and he was in love with her.
But trust.
Was.
Trust. Because remember, he put her at bay for a lot. Like, hey, you know what? You don't need to be a part of this. There's a bigger
She didn't
goal.
Want to be a part of it at first.
She didn't once he started divulging, like, certain information.
Right.
Right? So now she, like, he put her at bay. She didn't want to be a part of it. And now, right, all of a sudden you want to come back.
Right.
The only way that you're going to gain my trust is by saying, I want to help you.
Right, but
not why, I want to learn what you're doing. Why you want to learn what I'm doing?
Because I want to help you with what you're doing, as opposed to I want to create this elaborate plan of let's expand. Like, I just didn't understand that whole part. It just didn't make any sense. The government doesn't trust Reed, even though they've invested all of this money into what Reed's doing. So in order for us to get him out of here, we're going to send his ex-wife in there to pretend she's expanding. It just didn't make any sense. Like, the writing was cool with everything else. That story, I was confused as fuck.
Throughout the whole season?
Just with her and him. Just with her and him, I was just like, what the fuck? The government doesn't want him here, so just take him out. Let her go in there, learn what he's doing, because he would have told her.
I don't think he's so far in that game, they can't take him out.
And what I'm saying, he would have told her
everything.
And I think they would like to know who he's been in contact with.
Exactly.
He would have told her. What was this whole point of, oh, let's send him over to the jungle and have him?
Not really, because he never revealed his sources.
Only because she didn't want to be involved. But if she's coming back around, because he's in love with this one. Remember, she's the one who left. It wasn't the other way around.
Yeah, 100.
So if she comes back and she's like, yo, I really want to be a part of this, let's have a nice little white drug family, he'd have been like, bet. Dope. I don't have any partners.
And he kind of was.
Right.
Yeah.
He was happy to have her back.
Yeah.
So it just did. That whole part just didn't make sense. Yeah. But whatever. It's a small gripe.
Did you? I was about to ask. Did y'all notice? My boy had told me about this, and I didn't even realize until he mentioned it. But on the episode where the police officer got behind Franklin and made the deal with him,
mm-hmm,
it was a scene where you saw he had the badge that said crash, the crash division. And you know what that division was, right? I mean, this show can go so many ways. Nope. It's the division that was behind the whole Tupac, that was like pretty much Suge employed them. Like, it was under Suge. Like, it can go so many different ways, man. Like, that shit was crazy. What?
You don't like that?
No, I'm just saying, like, just so many
I
ways.
I just don't need the Blackspiracy part. Like,
oh, I'm just saying, but that's real, though.
No,
but that's real. No,
I know it's real. I'm just saying, them including that part, I'm like, is that going to take part in the next season?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm saying it can, but it's just like, damn, that's going to be a little bit too.
Because it was a lot of.
Biggie going to show up?
No, I mean, I don't think that. But I'm just saying, it was a lot of cricket officers, like a lot of cricket police officers in that crash.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So are they going to start showing Suge?
Well, no. Well, obviously, we've seen that now that white cop is crooked and he's willing to take money. He didn't, realistically, it almost feels like he didn't really give a fuck about Andre.
We knew that from the jump.
Well, no.
We didn't know that from the jump. That was like the one guy that Andre confided in.
I didn't know that until Andre died.
Exactly.
Well, he cared about him.
And then he had that little black baby answer that door. Then I was like, oh, shit, he down with
the brothers. I didn't like that black baby in that house.
I ain't like that motherfucker either.
I don't remember the black baby.
You don't remember that
black
baby?
When Mel came over to his crib after her daddy died and she was asking for his help.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the black.
Asking for the white cop's help?
Yeah. That was the only friend that she
had. What black baby was it? I don't remember.
It was his. He adopted him.
He adopted.
He got him a little pet.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. She even asked him. She's like, don't you know, baby?
It was real. It was kind of brief, so I can see how
he said, I adopted this little black baby?
Yeah.
Well, I missed all of that.
Not all of those lines. He just said, we adopted.
I missed that.
It was understood.
I missed that.
It was understood.
Okay.
It was the 80s. That's all they did back in the day. They used to show the commercials. You know,
I thought that was a new thing with Madonna and them. They were doing that shit in the 80s? Adopting little Negro babies?
Yeah.
I never saw that either. Ken making shit.
Well, you know, Ken was like 40 back then.
Well, that's true. He has a better memory because he was there watching it.
Yeah, seeing that crash was really interesting. I was like, damn.
I just didn't think he cared about Andre that much because remember when Andre was setting up the whole raid? He was like, you're one of the good ones, unlike them. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, if he feels the way about them, the only reason that he cares about Andre is because of the badge, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that's done, I'm moving on.
I don't know. I don't know how much I agree with that part.
Yeah,
I think they were still homies. Like, they went out to have drinks. And they were talking about, like, serious shit.
They had the same mustache.
But even Andre's...
that Magna P.I. mustache.
That was a standard cop mustache.
That shit was. That shit was so Magna P.I. I'm like, damn.
That was, like, a part of the fucking uniform.
They were homies for real.
But even when Andre got drugged by that woman...
Yeah, when your facial hair sync up.
Yeah.
Is that like when women's periods sync up? When your facial hair sync up, that's when you know that like, you
that's
real
my
homies.
Dog, right?
I can tell y'all friends. Right. Y'all got the same mustache.
Right. Now, I was just saying, like, even when, remember when Andre was talking to the girl, she was like, is that your friend? He was like, man, I ain't even cool with him like that for real. Like,
that was game.
He was just talking shit.
He was trying to get him laid.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was game, Nick.
How old is
he?
Or was it?
I don't think
now,
it was.
Now Nick's saying this. Hold on.
Like,
now.
How close were they?
Mike.
But
Mike.
Now, why would he tell the girl that?
Mike. Let's, because you've been to bars, right?
You know I've been to bars.
Exactly. So that's why I'm not even looking over here to Nick.
Damn, they trying to play you, Nick.
Look, when you at a bar and you got one of your friends that's acting up.
Yeah.
And he's acting up so much that
Andre said that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought the white cop said that.
No.
Andre said that.
That was game.
That was game.
Yes,
right.
I didn't take that as game.
Because you 12.
No, that was definitely game. You had me confused when you say he. I thought you were talking about the white cop that said that.
Well, because
it was Andre said, because his white friend was
acting up.
Acting a fool, and he came over and he said something real vulgar.
Yeah.
So of course, the first thing you're gonna say is, "I'm not."
I thought that was
like
just
that.
More of like a work friend.
That's how you played it off to get in them draws, bro.
Because black people couldn't be friends with white folks like that.
Not like
that,
exactly.
Yeah. I thought it was only because like I'm a cop. I'm probably the only cop on the block.
They were cool. They were cool. But his friend was embarrassing him in front of the girl he was trying to take back to the room.
But see, the reason why that's game is because that's kind of like an icebreaker. You bring that woman's guard down, and then you come in and you're the knight in shining armor.
Yeah, you don't want her thinking that you're like her or you're like him.
You know? Like, yeah, man, I don't even mess with him like that, man. I apologize. Yeah, can I get you a drink? Stupid. Can I do this? Can I do?
Yeah. Come here. Where you?
Wait, would you not do that?
No, I'm just saying, like, based off of where we like. We're doing a review of the season, right?
Right.
So we're seeing how the white guy acted towards Frank when he had the gun to his head. He was like, look, I want to be in a part of it. You could pay me
off. That
was
just at the end.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
His homie's dead. But to me, I'm going to get something out of this.
But I'm re-looking at how could I have seen that before? Like, could I have seen him act like this beforehand?
No, they were.
And that's why I was like, I'm questioning the friendship itself because I'm like, if he was willing to work with Franklin this whole time, was he really even that cool?
He wasn't willing to work with Franklin the whole time.
Or like
it was once his homie died, and he's like, "Fuck, my boy's dead. I got nothing to lose at this point. I may as well get something out of this."
I also think when you hear how much money that they was bringing
in a day, that's exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's like, I may as well.
You got to reconsider. This nigga bringing in a million a day.
So you saying,
hey, bro, I need to buy 100 bags of that.
Right.
So you saying he was ready to kill him up until he heard that point or that money.
I don't think he was ever gonna kill him. Because when his homie was alive, he didn't know the details of the game, maybe.
Right.
But once he heard the money and his friend was already dead, he's like, yeah, let me get some. I'm not going to kill you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Andre.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. R.I.P. Let me get some of this money.
Yep. Thank you. Yep.
See, he got miles to feed.
Niggas die every day, B.
Miss On Game, I wanted to ask you about just Reed Thompson and like his descent into being alone. Like you see in the beginning part of the season, like his brother gets taken away because of the shit last season. He got, I don't know how he survived that shit as far as being coked out 24. It was like a cycle. They just kept pumping drugs into him. And then as you can see, like Jules, he ends up leaving Jules. And that's kind of like how him and Franklin have bore that, what's born of their friendship is like them both feeling like they're alone. Do you think that Reed was going to, this was the path that he was already on? Or do you think that some of his, he could have prevented this as well? Like he could have made different decisions in some cases.
I mean, as always, you can make different decisions, but I felt like with his character, he couldn't be as predictable as we thought, like, oh, he's going to stay and it's going to, you know, where he's going to elevate or that his character is going to wind up being that man that's over Franklin. I feel like it had to go that way because eventually you got to see some parallel between him and Franklin, and eventually Franklin got to go elevate further than him, like go above him. So, I don't know. And then y'all really just discombobulated me with that whole spiel with him and old girl, so I'm kind of like...
What did you think it was?
I mean, I don't know. Now I feel like I need to go back and watch it because y'all kind of threw me all over the place. Well, I'm like, well, did I forget something? Did I miss a part? Did I miss the episode?
But we need to talk about Javi. I don't know. He's a bullet point on there.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. We could jump. Because I felt Javi had... He was the most roller coaster character, I think, on this show. Like, because the way that he was introduced, right, he looked like Scarface. He had everything together. He gave the little black boy, you know, an opportunity in the game and gave him, like, what was it, like a two-day turnaround?
Mm-hmm. Two-day turnaround.
You know what I'm saying? To the fact that now he's trying to steal Frank's money. You know what I'm saying? And then Frank was so ahead of the game that he played Javi. Like I feel that dynamic between Javi and Franklin is
the student becomes the teacher or something like that. What is it? Student
but that? he didn't really learn from Javi. All he got was an opportunity from Javi. Javi ain't teach him shit.
Did you like that though?
What?
I thought that was trash. Especially how he was able to just walk up in his house with the guns and pull the guns on his own people. Like they've made it out to where Javi seemed like he was the top guy. He had fucking dudes everywhere in his house with guns ready. And Franklin and two of his homies just walk in, bam. They got guns on him.
But trust.
I didn't like that, bro. I didn't like that
at all. So what didn't you like?
I just thought it was corny.
So you thought that scene was corny or their relationship?
Oh, no. The relationship was cool.
Okay.
I didn't like how Franklin all of a sudden overtook him. Like it started for me when they walked in and they were like, all right, you owe me this money. And then the two guys just pull the guns on Javi's people. You know, you got whatever you gave him, like 24 hours. Give me this money.
Yeah.
Are you serious? The way Javi was, Javi should have been like, all right, cool. And the second they start walking out, bop, 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 and it's done.
So this is what I liked about that dynamic and how the relationship went left like that was because it shows you the delicate balance in the game. Sometimes you could be on top of the game and then sometimes you get so far beneath like what you're trying to do that you need to try to deceive some of your business partners. And if that business partner is adept or understands the situation like Franklin did, you can be ahead of Javi. Because Javi thought he was using that influence that, oh, yeah, I brought you into the game, and we're going to go out here, we're going to party, and I'm going to take you to the bank, and I'm going to show you how to invest and do all of this stuff. And Frank is like, bro, this don't feel right. So I feel you. I feel your gripe. But I also like how they developed that relationship to the point that Franklin could just come into Javi's house. Because Franklin just literally popped up and said, bro, I want to get in the game. He gave him a key. So at this point, if I'm making you hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, like, yeah, you could come in, bro.
Yeah, but think about when he first showed up. What was Javi doing? They were already, like, torturing some motherfucker
in
the background.
A couple of times.
But, right. But now all of a sudden he just walk in and pulls guns on everybody?
But it also shows how Javi let his guard down because it was like, bro, you was a nothing. And then now you making all this money.
I know, but there was not even a repercussion to the fact that you walked in my fucking house.
Put a gun to me.
And put guns on all my people and demanded shit.
Because in the early part of the series,
every time Ivy feels disrespected by Franklin, he always quick to point the gun. Like, all right, right.
But Ivy's in a place of weakness now.
Exactly.
Only monetarily.
That's enough, though.
But nah, man, he's still got all these people and his big ass house.
No, 100%. But it also shows how far Franklin has come too. As a boss.
He just walked in the house with two dudes and they pulled guns.
Yeah, I was going to disagree with you at first, but now that you're saying it like that, I can see, yeah, it do make it a little corny. Like, it's like, okay, they torturing everybody else, but now Franklin just come in and he can kind of just take shit over. He come in like, oh, yeah, I'm that nigga now. And it's like, oh, okay, they bitch up.
Right, the only reason, the only reason why I think Avi looks at Franklin, it goes to people's point, like, kind of like a little brother or something, like a mentor mentee relationship. Like, I've seen your progression, I've helped you progress, and that's why we've kind of somewhat got a relationship.
You get to come in your house and put a gun on you,
though. No, but I'm just saying, like, he's willing to let some things go because he was going to try to, he was trying to steal
from that. You owe me a million plus interest. I'm going to put a gun to your head, bro. I need my million.
No, I get that. What I don't get is Javi just being like, all right, okay. He's been doing this for how long?
No,
and now this maybe new he was, dude just maybe, walked in, he's like, fuck it, okay.
Maybe Ken was right, though. Like, maybe we see he was in a point of weakness throughout this whole season. Like, he was paranoid throughout the whole season.
But he was still, he thought he was playing him, though. He thought he was playing him. He had a good plan. Mm-hmm. He was still able to organize his whole shit of flying him over there.
Because it's some government that got him fucked up, right? They got him caught up.
Well, he sold something to the wrong government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they
and then ever since then, he's been trying to, he's been putting the furniture against the walls and all that.
That nigga gonna come back, though. Franklin better be careful. Hobby crazy as hell.
Hobby is crazy.
But he was the most Hobby's sane.
Still crazy, bro.
But I'm saying this is the most sane I've seen him all series.
Because like, he's in a vulnerable spot right now.
And also when Reed Thompson's wife blew up the spot, and I don't know who got sniped like that. I don't know who that is to Javi.
Yeah,
because obviously that was like Javi's closest person because that really hurt him. Mm-hmm. But I think that Javi's perspective on the game is changing. Because he feels just overall weaker. It doesn't feel like he has the same fervor for the game anymore. At least that's the way they're portraying
it. That just seemed like the writing. And that's the one thing I didn't like at all. I was like, this doesn't make any
sense. Well, I kind of understood his perspective because he was trying to tell Franklin, like, I think he had a conversation when he was like, look, bro, this shit, like, the greed is the death of all this shit. Like, the greedier you are, the more money you try to make, mm-hmm. you're going to end up just like me. Because that's the mindset I was in. Like, I think he was trying to tell him some advice, and Franklin looked at him and listened a little bit, but he was like, nigga, you owe me money. I don't give a fuck what you're saying. So I think he was trying to warn Franklin something. It's like, there's some bad shit that's going to happen. Worst shit that you can ever think of. Because this is what I'm going through. I'm paranoid every day. I can't even sleep at night.
Why is he even telling them all this shit?
Because I think he cares about him.
Why did he make Javi a fucking sucker? I didn't like that. Yeah. Like, Javi was that dude. Like, Javi was a dude you didn't fuck with. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Javi's a fucking
But at this point, he was a snitch, right? Because he was working with the government.
It wasn't the U.S. government. He was working with some other government. They don't really count him as snitches over there. That's just the way shit works.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, because I remember he broke a deal off with some. Didn't he break a deal off with Reed?
No. Yeah, wait, did I miss that? What deal with Reed?
No, because Reed and him, they were pushing guns, right?
Remember, Reed? Mm-hmm. Franklin was with Reed. And Reed walked into the room with Avi and told Franklin to stay in the back. And they had a conversation. He was like, look, I think he said, forget about something. Like, if you work with me, I'll be able to cut you a deal, get you more and this and that. And then Avi was like, all right, bet, cool.
That's what's the this and that, though?
It was like guns. It was like money for guns or something like
that. Yeah, I think they were.
Because remember, they were trying. Yeah, because Reed was trying to fund the other side of the war. Remember, that's why they were
here. Mm-hmm.
And they needed guns and supplies. And Avi was a weapons connect. Right. And that's why Reed was like, I'll give you this riff.
But it's still a crooked thing. It's not like he's
But he kind of cut Javi out of the drugs and just went with Franklin for the drugs and used Javi for the weapons.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought he was telling him, like, who's your supply or, like, who does he get the guns from? And we can use that information for our end.
I might watch it again. I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember the details. Yeah, you might be right on that. I don't remember.
I wanted to ask y'all about just overall, like, who were some of y'all favorite characters of the series?
So far.
Like,
it was Javi until he turned into a bitch.
Yeah.
I like it, Louie.
I'm sorry. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm sorry. Real quick. I'm glad you brought that up. I did not like that story arc at all.
In the beginning?
Of her leaving Jerome for the other woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That shit made no fucking sense.
I didn't like that one either.
At all.
Nope.
Like, and it wasn't even on some homophobic shit, obviously. It was just like, There was nothing leading up to this. It just took off out of nowhere, and now you're just in love with this woman. Then they get into a fight. She kick her into the bar stool or whatever, and she break her neck or some shit and fall on the ground, and then you go back. It didn't make any sense.
It felt like they just wanted to throw that
in. It was like, what was the point? What was the point of that?
It was like they wanted some kind of conflict for Jerome. That's what it was. Yeah. It was just whack.
And then Jerome was like, cool for it. It was like, yeah, when you're done with that bitch, you'll be back.
Yeah, you'll be back.
Yeah.
But you say it came out of nowhere. They gave you a little insight as to why she would do that.
The woman?
Yeah, they got history.
They got history.
As homies, they weren't history.
She was working for her.
Exactly.
Right, but I'm saying, well, not homies, but I'm saying it wasn't a history of, I'm fucking you.
Yeah, they had sexual history together.
Okay, I missed that part.
They were intimate with each other.
First season they mentioned this?
I think it was part of an origin story when they had the whole drag party and stuff.
Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, because she was a working girl for
Claudia.
Right. She was a working girl for her, and they also had a relationship.
I didn't get the relationship.
Claudia, you know, had her on drugs, this, that, whatever, the relationship. She decided to bounce. She got with Jerome. Obviously, her and Jerome started having some issues. Then she went back to Claudia
Back everything I said then. I must have missed that. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So they
cleaned it up because it was just thrown in there.
What do you mean? I guess it wasn't if they mentioned it before. I didn't know.
They didn't mention it in the beginning.
Yes, it was part of the story, bro. Like, it wasn't after the fact.
We didn't know the history until that party, but we knew they had history.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When was the party? Was that season 3?
No.
That was probably the end.
So it was earlier on. So I still definitely missed something. So it didn't come out of nowhere. Okay, so I was wrong.
Because that's the reason why Franklin even met up with Claudia anyway, because she knew her.
Exactly. I thought she just knew her because she was a hoe, and Claudia was a mistress.
That's part of it.
I didn't know they had a sexual relationship, so I just missed that. Okay.
Yeah. Miss Song Game, who were some of your favorite characters?
I like Franklin because it's like he was supposed to be the good boy, but then he come and he take over. He kind of comes off as this boss, and then the power that he has over the white people at some point in the show, I like that. who else? I don't know.
Were you impressed with anybody like Wanda or Melody this season?
Like Wanda, hell no. I like Melody. I just wanted her to go on and, you know, make it out and still stay in the story, but be away in another city, thriving and maybe pushing, you know, expanding the operation somewhere else. I didn't like that she got hooked on that shit. So, I mean, I liked her up until that point. But, I mean, I guess I got to just say Franklin. I mean, that might be cliche. That's the whole storyline. But
did you even care about the, like, Oso storyline at all?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, like, they didn't really play. Because, like, his girl, Alicia, was it Alicia? Is it Lucy?
You talking about, like the main plug that killed her brother?
Yeah. What's her name?
Yeah. Alicia. You know, I'm horrible with names.
It seemed like they played a... They were like a central, like it was three parts throughout the whole series. And all of a sudden this season was more just Reed and Franklin. And they don't even explain the girl being gone. She just left. And he was just like trying to keep up with appearances. I guess he's still moving because he ain't got shit else to do. He ain't going back to wrestling. Like, but I did like how they kind of upped his involvement. Especially even episode 4 where he killed the cop that was about to snitch on him last season.
Yes. That was super dope. I love how they ended the episode just like that. Bah! Yeah.
I didn't think he really shot her.
Me neither.
I was like,
he didn't do that.
She walked off way too calm.
And then when it started up, you were like, oh, shit.
Oh, he really killed her?
It was on site.
I couldn't either.
He was an on site type dude, and that's why I fuck with it.
But I did not like how they just made the other chick just disappear. I did not like.
You think that she's coming back?
Family matters.
I don't even care if she come back at all or not. That shit was stupid.
They did like.
She must have got pregnant, or she must have wanted like. Huh?
I thought she was on the run.
But if she's on the run, why she leave Oso? Why wouldn't she come back for
him?
She
just said. I think he said she needed to find herself.
That shit's whack.
Yeah, that is.
That shit is whack.
That's weak. That's really
super
weak.
That's weak writing. So it must be some situation where they're trying to renegotiate her contract, or she must have gotten pregnant and couldn't film, but. That story made no sense for you to just take her out of the entire season.
Well, I can see like in season 4 kind of going back and seeing what happened right after that and then just kind of building her back up to be part of the main storyline again. But in terms of characters, I do like Oso because the more and more you see Oso, the less and less of a brute he actually is. Like he has some sense, you know what I'm saying, to him. And I like that aspect. I like how they kind of are building him, right? Like he has more layers to him.
But they made him do like some stereotypical like Mexican shit, like he digging a hole and shit like that. Like,
that's what they did. It's stereotypical Mexican shit for a reason, because they really did that shit.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, they didn't really, like, you just see him for like every other, like a few scenes in the episode, him digging something, and then they just cut to the other shit. Like, it was like,
but once you know what he's digging, mm-hmm. it's dope as fuck.
Exactly, right up under the house, right, bro. Under the house. We could just move the shit.
No, I'm not saying it's not dope. I'm just saying, from where we came from, like, he was very involved, and all we just see this nigga is just.
He just killing motherfuckers and dick. He was always just a henchman, though.
Exactly. Yeah.
And but now he's taking
100. He's becoming a main cause.
Yeah. Right.
So they're building his story. That's why I like Oso. Another character that I really, 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 really like, and I know you say you didn't like him, but Manboy. Because I really think that he is going to be a big part of certain decisions that are made, and he's going to have a lot of power that we don't necessarily realize right now. Because realistically, he has a lot of power already. He just hasn't realized it yet. You know what I'm saying? Because he got a whole organization. All Franklin is to him is a direct plug, or the best plug he can get. But Manboy has the manpower. He's also smart, too. You know what I'm saying? He's willing to cut his losses, but he's also man enough to stand his ground. Like, think about all of those interactions with Leon. He's like, man, fuck that dude. Mm-hmm. He don't back down.
And that's why I was expecting some type of retaliation when they had that conversation with Franklin, Leon, and him, where it was like Leon was fucking with his corner boys, and he was like, he tried to bring it to Franklin, but Franklin was like, nigga, I don't give a fuck about all that shit. Leon's my homie. I'm going to take care of that. Mm-hmm. Or like, that's just what it is. Like, you can try to move on or whatever, but if you want to fuck with me, this is what it is.
100%. And another reason why I like Franklin, he keeps everything on the train track, but it also goes back to what Mike was saying in terms of the gang wars. You know what I'm saying? Because we already know that Manboy and Leon have contention. Mm-hmm. They have animosity. Those two guys are on the opposite ends of the spectrum. And when this gang shit happens, it's free game. It is on site. I don't like you, bro. I could say that a rival gang did that, and it's all good. Now Manboy could be in Franklin's ear. Because realistically, outside of Jerome and his parents, who else is really going to have Franklin's ear like that if shit goes down?
I feel like y'all not really respecting his aunt, because she's like the second in command when it comes to that operation.
Wait.
Franklin.
Louis?
Yeah.
What?
She was.
How is she second in command?
Because he always talks to her. He always confides in her.
Because
like,
that's
about
his aunt. But
no, I'm just saying, like, he respects her intelligence to help run this shit. And she's the only one, in my opinion. Because, like, just Jerome, he's not that great of a leader. I think she knows more about the game, and she's like a GM, a coach that can put people in the right places to do to keep this shit going.
Second in command, though?
I think he would trust her if, like, anything happens to Franklin, she would be the one that would have to step up.
But she not part of the street shit. Mm-mm. Like, what she knows is she knows players, but she's not really part of the street shit, bruh.
So who do you think will be the next in command?
It would have to be Leon. Even though it would have to be him.
Yeah.
Louis's not in the game like that.
Nah.
That's why I'm confused.
She's an advisor and a consultant, but that's it.
But it's been with like life shit. It's not
exactly.
It's not really been like shit. Detailed. Yeah. Like, okay, this is your plug. Okay, what you need to do with this? She's not in it like that. He's better off talking to fucking Jerome's goofy ass.
Exactly. Jerome has guided Franklin more when it comes to this street shit than anybody else.
Really?
Yep.
More than Louis.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Go ahead, say your point.
I just want to know what show you've been watching, bro.
No, I'm just saying, go ahead. Because because Jerome told him off rip not to do this shit, and he only stuck to weed for as far as his shit.
Who got Franklin's guys with weapons? Who was that? Who was the one that organized the meeting to tell him that this shit can get violent? Who was the one that shed the light as to what you are actually getting yourself into?
None of that shit was Louis, bro.
No. I get that part. I'm just saying, like, you think he'll be the second in command?
I think he was running it when Franklin was down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he would be second in command. I think Leon would have probably, he would feel a certain type of way about that. But Jerome has the most experience in the game to make sure that it runs as smoothly as possible. None of those other guys have that. Like I said before, right? Like, all of these guys or people All of these characters are emotionally driven. The ones that are the calmest are Frank's dad, Franklin himself, and Jerome to a certain degree. The only person that moves him emotionally is Louis. That's it. Don't nobody else really move him to do stuff he don't want to do. That's the only person. So, yeah, Jerome would be second in command to take over the business, at least the drug part of the business. Mom would take over the real estate and stuff like that. But in terms of the game,
I disagree with you.
Okay, so who then?
It's a small disagreement. Uh-huh. I disagree. I still think that Leon would take it over because mm-hmm. I don't think Jerome wants it.
I agree with that.
Jerome got his ass whooped. Mm-hmm. He almost lost his girl. He got a permanent hair lip or some shit. Yeah. He got his jerry curl dry.
He got his ass whooped.
He got his ass whooped bad. That hurt me.
Especially trying to get some pussy, too. Like, he was like, you think like the night is going to end on a totally different note than
that. He didn't get your nut.
But they were already fucking.
Yeah, he was about to get in. All of a sudden, they busted in.
No.
They were fucking.
He had her up like this.
Yeah, they were fucking. You know what I'm saying? And then got beat up. So he got beat up with a hard dick.
Yeah.
Bruh. That's the worst kind of ass whooping, right?
But at least he got like two hits in, though.
No, that's worse. I'd rather just not even stick it in. Yet
No. I'm talking about punches to the cops.
Gotcha.
Is that worse? But was
you gonna brag about that?
No,
it is. And you have Beckett.
Yeah, you got gang jumped by the cops.
And then fucking bitch ass Andre walk in just grinning. Ooh, that shit pissed me the fuck off.
Just walked off.
Yeah. Yep. And then remember when Melody was like, why you ain't stopping? He was like, bad things happen to bad people.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, they a
this
piece of
motherfucker.
Shit.
Yep. But back to what we're saying, I think that Leon would have to be the second in command. I think if anything.
In command.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if anything actually happened to Franklin, I think Leon would have to step up. Because Jerome doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
He started that little Jerome's Beat, whatever the fuck it's called.
Jamming Jerome.
That's what's up, though.
He's enterprising out here.
Hey,
but you can tell that's a storefront with that name.
Jerome is probably my favorite character.
Yeah, Jerome is my favorite character.
Yeah, I love Jerome.
Yeah,
if Jerome dies, I'm done.
Yeah,
he was the one that kept me around. Because
he had some funny ass lines.
He was the comedy. He was the comic.
Man, he has some funny ass.
Jerome is like Daryl to me. Where it's like Daryl from Walking Dead.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I got
where it's
you.
Like
I
if Daryl dies, I'm pissed. Yeah. If Jerome dies with this fucking show, I'm going to be.
Did you think he was going to die this season?
No.
Nah.
I don't think he's going to die ever.
Nah.
Yeah. Leon will die
at
some point.
If he
but
die. Yeah.
Nah. Jerome ain't dying.
All right. The last episode because we come off episode 9 with I think the best episode of the season with Melody confronting.
Man, that setup, bro.
Man.
Like, I thought she was looking. I don't know. I thought she was looking for drugs, and then she pulled out that pistol.
Bruh.
I was like, God damn.
Mel.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah, me.
And then I didn't expect her to shoot him that many times.
I didn't expect her to shoot him, period.
At all. 100%.
Okay, this might be me. I might be alone on this island. But did y'all thought that part where her, all of a sudden, her detective senses kicked in? I'm like, how the hell that crackhead get that detective senses?
Hey, that's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah, because
how she like looked at the window and like
open.
How she.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's. It wasn't like that was that. New. Like,
I,
she
I,
knew
I thought that, something like that.
I was just like,
nah, y'all tripping.
No, I'm saying
like, that was history. That was history.
She didn't take a hit. She was about to take a hit, and then she saw it, right?
Even if she did take a hit, it was the window was open. Of course, that's not like
it
hard
to
feel.
It was unlocked.
That's
it
my
wasn't
thing.
Open.
It was just unlocked.
It was unlocked.
I would think that she
was. It was, come on, Mike. Because look at it again. You're going to be like, okay, wait a minute.
Because that was the window she.
Spider senses now?
That was the window she kept coming out of, like, you know, to sneak out and shit. So I would think, like, maybe she left it unlocked for herself.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Why are you going to jump to
Okay, y'all digging too hard.
I know.
I was digging too hard.
Y'all tripping.
That was the thought that I had.
It's a valid complaint. It's just y'all digging a little
bit.
I
know.
I accepted.
Whoa. How y'all saying that this is a valid complaint when we've seen through several episodes
through
Frank
door.
Jump
in
into through that window
but have we
and
ever
leave?
Have we ever seen Melody lock the window back?
No.
No. So for Nick's point, he just said she might have just left it. She's a crackhead. Crackheads don't lock doors.
And she's been breaking off the window every night.
Nah, they right. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
I am reaching. Yes, I know. I admit it. I am reaching. But when I initially saw that, I was like.
But this is from the audience perspective. Now, if we're looking at it from Melody's perspective, she would know whether or not she locked the window back.
Yeah. Right.
So if she looks over and she's like, wait a minute.
That shit's unlocked.
This shit's unlocked. I didn't leave it unlocked.
The only person that knows.
Now, I do wish there was a little bit more to tip her off to the fact that Franklin did it. So I am with y'all there.
Because it was, if you watch it, watch that episode again. I'm like, come on.
I'm with you. Yeah. I don't need to see it again. I get what you're saying. Yeah. There should have been something else.
Yeah.
But that tipped her off.
I love how, like, when you like Ken was saying, like, you think she's looking for drugs, she pulls out the gun, and then she starts shooting, and then it goes back to, like, damn, remember earlier when Andre was teaching her how to shoot in the gun range and stuff like that? So that's why, because I was wondering, I was like, why is she such a badass? Like, you wanted to kill this nigga, shoot him in the head or whatever, but, like, she just kept shooting at him and, like, fucking him up. But then I don't know if she really wanted to kill him or just wanted
to. She was trying to kill that nigga.
If she wanted to kill him, she shot him in the head.
She would have killed him.
She didn't want to kill him.
We've seen so many shows where people don't shoot people in the head.
But that she was not trying to kill him.
She unloaded on him.
She shot him three times.
Four times.
I mean, that's still enough.
I thought it was three.
She put four.
I thought she put one here, two in the back.
I thought she put one in the lower back.
She shot him like three times in the back, though.
I thought it was two times.
Okay, two. If it's two.
Regardless, if she wanted to kill him, she'd have walked up on him, blouse, shot him in the head.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're thinking that, though. Like,
that's what the show wants you to think. You could tell by, she didn't want to kill him.
I think she wanted him to suffer.
Yeah, that's why. I was confused. I didn't know if she was like, oh, he's going to bleed out, or like, I'm just going to leave him as hurt as I am.
Because if she really wanted to kill him, when he went down and turned over.
Right
down.
Right back there.
I think that's what we're thinking, though.
Nah, bro.
We've seen plenty of shows where they shoot them all in the body and never shoot them in the head.
Yeah, but
the only person that shoot motherfuckers in the head is John Wick.
But if my intention is if my intention is to kill somebody, I'm not just going to shoot him in the torso and walk away. Especially if I know I got.
Then also killed the cop in the head. Yeah, when he shot him. Franklin killed Andre in the head.
Yeah, but also in the game though. Also, it was different.
Franklin's not, and Franklin shot dude in the head. Franklin was still breathing like when she.
But
walked
Franklin
off.
Was a bad shot when he shot his homie.
If you a bad shot up, no, that
he
up was. Close.
He caught him in the leg. That was a good ass shot.
Nah, he couldn't shoot. Yeah,
he got him in the leg. He didn't want to kill his homie. He shot him in the leg. I didn't like that shit neither, by the way.
Yeah, I feel what y'all. I understand the sentiment. I think y'all thinking too deep. No, I think she.
If she wanted to kill him, she would have killed
right.
him.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just.
She only shot him three times. Why wouldn't she shoot him 12 times?
Yeah. Why didn't she unload the clip?
Right.
I think she was just in a state.
No, Ken. She's a crackhead.
Exactly.
So she shot. She wasn't even thinking about it that hard. She wasn't trying to. She's like, bah. Bah, bah. And then she just walked
you
off.
You killed my daddy. Bah, bang.
Right. Yeah, bang. It's like, oh, this motherfucker had the nerve to come over here. All right. Shit, I got something for your ass. Pow. Shot him in the shoulder. Oh, pow. Shit.
Is this your comic book expressions again?
Bang.
Bang.
Boom. Thwop.
Oh, thwop. Shit. I shot the motherfucker in the shoulder. And the motherfucker crawling and shit. And she was like, bam, bam. And then, you know, walked out. She was like, I got him. I don't think she was thinking enough to be like, oh, let me pop him in the head, too.
Because look at how she walked off, too. She walked off like a crackhead. Like,
right, like, I can't really believe I just did this, whatever.
Yeah, she was still, like, in a crack zone, bro. Like, if she wanted to kill the motherfucker, she would have killed him. Yeah.
If she was not doped up, then she probably would have killed him. But she was high already.
Was she?
She's they stay high.
I was
going to
say, I assume she's high.
Even if she hadn't hit yet,
she was just at the funeral, right, at the repad.
Did you see her there? She looked high there too.
She was in the zone, bro. She was.
I thought people talked to her. She just like, buried her dad.
That was part grief, part crack.
Yeah, I think it was.
No, Mike is right, yo.
Bro.
Yeah, man.
She was loony, man.
Half main, half cocaine.
Yeah,
I think that was grief. Right. I think that was grief.
She was loony,
nah,
man.
Bro.
She was loony.
You can tell by the she had crack eyes.
No. Because whenever she gets high, she gets real silly and goofy. She was not silly and goofy. Remember, every time she got high, she would get, like, real silly and playful and goofy. Remember when she walked out the house, she was tripping and laughing and shit. Remember whenever she got high with Wanda, she was tripping and laughing
and
shit.
Yeah, think about it, too. Again, when you're dealing with fucking drug addicts, it enhances certain things. It's not going to always make you goofy or happy. It's just going to enhance the emotion mood, that you right? already have. So if she was already sad because her pops died and she hit that crack, then it's just going to enhance that shit. So she's a walking zombie.
So when we're spending too much.
So,
cause go ahead.
So we leave with Franklin bleeding on the floor. And the next final episode of this season, we go into a whole nother, is it an alternate reality?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know
it was
where
an,
we
it
were.
Was an inception.
Yeah.
It was an inception.
So we go all the way back to Franklin DC. In college.
and seeing that what his college life was like, or what he probably would have hoped it would be like, or some variation of that.
A lot of people got this shit real fucked up. I saw people thinking that this was a flashback, and that's why they were mad. And I'm like, how dumb are y'all?
It's not a flashback.
How fucking dumb are y'all? Mm-hmm. Clearly it wasn't a flashback, because right. he never met Reed.
Exactly.
When Reed, because right. I thought it was a flashback too at first. Then I thought, okay, Franklin got shot, he healed up, and then he left the game, went to college. I'm like, this is stupid. When Reed walked in, I was like, okay, obviously.
Because if it was a flashback and he already met Reed, then the first time both of them see each other, it wouldn't be no, like, right. oh, who the fuck is you?
And if you watch it again and you listen to the conversation that he's having with the white chick, they're talking about alternate realities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's like, yes. John Singleton set that shit up.
Yes.
It's just you didn't get it at first.
Mm-hmm. Well, the class, they were talking about alternate reality.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, mean. But then the, oh, but when they're walking out, yeah. they're, like, expanding on it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was a flashback until, of course, obviously, so I had a couple of thoughts. So first, I was like, man, this would be dope as hell if this is why he ended up back in the hood. You know, so I was like, that would be cool to kind of give his origin story. And to wait until the third season, the final episode, to kind of show us what his motivations are. And then when Reed walked in and said, well, yeah, we want to recruit you for the FBI, he gave us an idea of actually how smart this motherfucker is. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, is this motherfucker undercover? And then all of a sudden, and then I realized that it was an alternate reality.
Yeah.
I think after they kind of started to dap up and leave. And I was like, oh, this is some fucking stupid ass shit.
So and I don't know, because this is my sentiment, but for you.
That shit got on my goddamn
for
nerves.
You, Ken, were you pissed because all that shit meant nothing?
Yes.
That's what my thing, like half the episode was like nothing. Yeah, and it wasn't until the second half of the episode where we actually see what's going on.
They got too cute, I think, with
y'all
that.
Missed it again, bro.
They got too cute for what? What you mean?
With the whole alternate reality, flashback, fake flashback shit.
Break it down, B.
No, I mean,
break it down.
Ain't nothing to break down. It wasn't no fake flashback. I think it was a great parallel in an Inception episode of like how Franklin still ended up being back in the trap after trying to be a black man, still trying to do something right,
mm-hmm.
go to college. He's getting looked at racism from all the white kids.
Mm-hmm.
Look how he's looked at in the hood. Like, this shit was fucking
Thank
brilliant,
you,
man.
B. What the fuck is wrong with
you? No. I got that because.
But I'm just saying it didn't mean nothing.
That wraps up.
It
mean so much.
It meant everything. He went to college, was kicked out of college. He was trying to do things the right way.
And
went and got a job, and he still ended up
in
the.
And look who saved him.
So, the cop ends up killing.
Nick, the point, Nick and Ken, and I agree with y'all because I started off and I was like, yeah, that's not necessarily how I wanted the season to end, but I understand it because it doesn't matter, right? Like, because there are.
Hold on 1 second, for sure. And look who we end up making a deal with at the end of that shit.
Yeah, Reed, right?
Yeah, 100%. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
Don't mean it's good.
It doesn't matter what happens. What he's doing is the inevitable.
But is that what
he's always going to get to that point?
Is that the follow up to that to episode 9? Is that the right?
It wasn't the first time I watched it. The second time, yes. When I actually stopped being mad about the fact that it was fucking stupid, because I still think it was stupid to a degree. Because it was like, why would you follow up that cliffhanger with this?
Yeah.
But then when you think about the fucking point
I wanted to
making,
text y'all so fucking bad.
I was just like, wait a minute. This shit is fucking brilliant. Because you were so frustrated watching this shit that we didn't even put two and two together and say, God damn, he's making a fucking point about the fact that Franklin went through all of this shit and got here. And then in this alternate reality, you think Franklin's doing the right shit and he still ends up here.
I got all that. Yeah. And for me, the central theme of the show, at least with Franklin's character, is that the game is rigged against us.
Right.
And the alternate reality part showed that. It brought that full circle back to me. I still didn't fuck with it. I still thought that shit was lame and whack.
It should have been there.
Could have been a different episode, like episode 5.
If it was further down, I could understand if it was maybe further down in the season.
I think that they could have opened season 3 this way.
Yes.
It should not have been out of order. That's what I mean. Like, it was out of order.
Yeah, and that's the only reason why I didn't necessarily like it, because I was just like, I agree with you, Mike, where it's like, you leave us on this cliffhanger of Franklin being on the ground, shot up, and then all of a sudden we get this
he's
episode.
Up and walking.
Because
but
you don't,
that's
because
what
you don't
makes
know.
It so dope,
right.
though.
No, I feel
because
me.
I can understand
you,
because you want to know what's going on, what's happening.
I want to know the story.
I want
a continuation.
Why do we need that?
Right.
At this point, when you finish it off, why do we need to see Franklin getting found, getting taken to the hospital, almost dying? Why do we need all that?
Because I want to see who's number 2. Because we just had a conversation.
You see?
We know that.
we know who's
suing. And I don't even like the show that much. And I'm sitting here looking at y'all like, what the fuck?
No, I'm just saying, like, I thought episode 9 could have been the season finale.
It should have been.
That would have been a great season finale. Been.
Yes.
Like, and I agree with y'all.
Cliffhanger. It would have been a great cliffhanger.
The great, phenomenal cliffhanger, especially the way the last few episodes.
That would take away the brilliant from that final episode, though.
I just, I'm not saying the episode is horrible. I just didn't like its
place. You said
place.
It was cheeks earlier.
Yeah, because,
you did.
No, I'm
you
saying
said it, was
it was ass because it was like, it followed
I'm
up like that.
What the fuck is
ass and horrible?
Right. There's levels for that shit?
It's right.
It's whack. It was
Ken
whack.
Said it was whack, okay. And
it
you
was
said
whack.
It was cheeks.
You said cheeks. It was cheeks because they followed up. That's not the follow up I wanted.
Okay, so you didn't like it. So just say you didn't like the shit.
But no, I'm not. There's good things about what y'all described. I like those type of things.
So
but
it's
not,
more so out of order.
Yeah,
than
anything. That's why I didn't like it.
Okay. I'm in agreement with that. I think they could have opened up the season that way, so that way you see that like it doesn't matter what Franklin's path is Franklin's path.
Because
but
doesn't he talk about that?
What better point and what better time to make that than after
end,
you've watched him do
shot,
all of this shit and get shot?
Didn't he go
because
to...
He could,
but
he
think
could
about
die.
It. He didn't even get shot by competition.
Nah.
He didn't
no.
get shot by a gang member.
No.
He got shot by the person that he... I don't say he loved the most, but someone that was the closest to him.
Mm-hmm.
So to follow that up with showing, hey, here's the way this could have been. This is that whole shit where it's like... How is that little monologue? That's always at the end, this is how I ended up here. That's how that shit was.
You probably wonder how I got here.
Yeah, you probably wonder how I got here.
BET shit.
Yeah. Well, that shit made so much sense when I finally stopped being pissed off by how dumb it was. Because don't get it twisted. I was fucking hot. 40 minutes in, I was like, this is fucking bullshit. Especially when I figured it out that it was a fucking altered reality. Ooh. When they're walking around, there's people running by, and they're fucking dancing and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this fake euphoria bullshit?
Yeah.
I was hot. But when it ended, and I stopped being mad, and I really thought about it, I was like, John Singleton killed that shit, bro.
Didn't Franklin mention that in earlier seasons that he tried to go to college and it just didn't work for him?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I believe he did.
Yeah,
so that was my other thing, was just like, why do I need
that's
to see?
That's how he ended up back in the hood.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
okay, I missed that too then.
Then why did I need to see that? That was my thing, was like, why did I need to see this again? Because I remember him saying that before.
Yeah, but again, alternate. It
was different circumstances.
Exactly.
That
it was different circumstances, but it still ended up the same way, right? That's the whole point.
No, there's a difference between him dropping out and being kicked out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that a lot of motherfuckers are missing about this shit. He went there, he tried to do well, and he was kicked out by no fault of his own versus him giving up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He was forced out. Like, mm-hmm. man, you gotta think about the fucking levels to what John Singleton's trying to tell y'all motherfuckers, man. He went to school trying to do the right thing, and racism forced him out and forced him into the drug game.
Yes.
Versus he went to school, tried to do the right thing, and figured out this wasn't for me, and he voluntarily left. Like, man, this shit.
Because, the inevitability of a black man coming from the hood. Fuck the hood, from anywhere. You are more than likely going to end up in the drug game, dead, motherfucking high off crack. All of these different things, but it.
Huh? No, we can't be great.
Yeah,
everybody here went to school. Shit,
I don't know. I guess.
Damn, you wasn't 18
this
in the
shit
80s.
Went dark.
He gave you three options: either dead, jail, or high off crack.
Right.
But I'm just saying. Back then, y'all was kids, except for Ken.
You were so stupid.
But I'm just saying, like. You really didn't have many options, especially back then.
Absolutely.
You just did it, man. Like, because racism is still alive in 2019. Imagine what it was in 1980.
Well, I guess one of the things for me is like, well, I just didn't really need that part because I got it from the very beginning, as I said earlier. Because that was one of the things, like, when I text you, like, the first three or four episodes, I was like, oh, this is kind of dope. Like, the parallels between Reed and Franklin and their motivations. You know, so Franklin is like, the game is rigged against us. I only got one way. And Reed is like, this is duty for me. Like, I'm doing this for my country. And they all have their different reasons for doing it, but they're still in the drug game. They're kind of running, like, side by side to each other, you know, with each other. So I didn't really need them to come back three seasons later to remind me of the shit they told me in the first episode.
That's my main
basis. They didn't tell you none of that. Like,
Frank said it.
None of that is actually what really happened. Once again, like I said 10 seconds ago, that's not what really happened. Franklin voluntarily quit college.
No. I know that. But I, no. The game is rigged against us. So one way or the other, for me, I didn't need to see another way of the game being rigged.
Here's the thing. You didn't.
No, that's what I'm saying. You did. Yeah, that's why I kept saying
that. But a lot of these motherfuckers that clearly missed the whole shit, they were like, oh, that's a flashback. They needed that shit.
Yeah.
Not if they missed it.
They needed That's the problem. They needed it, but John Singleton overthought how smart people were.
Yes.
Because everybody thought, now I watched this on Twitter, everyone thought it was a flashback. And I'm like, how did y'all think he met Reed before? And never bothered to mention this shit.
That was the main thing.
What's the rule?
And you don't think people he would have at some point mentioned that? I'm sorry. Go ahead. What are you about to say?
No, I was just going to say the rule is people are stupid. And he didn't think about that when he did the show.
John Singleton.
I got to say that you not understanding the alternate realities, but once you see him and Reed's interactions, like, okay, this clearly is something else.
And you didn't think at some point he would have mentioned, oh, Andre saved my life by shooting this person?
Right. Or you think the first time they met up in the car.
From the guy that was raping old dude. Remember that? That was the same dude that
was what?
Remember in season one, I think. Remember he had took that dude when him and Leon went to confront him, and he had took.
Oh, that was him.
That was him. The guy that was.
I didn't realize that was him.
Yeah, that was him.
So how did that not make people think this is not a fucking flashback?
I don't know because that solidified it for me. I was like,
he was working at the store still. So like you would think that maybe. He interacted with him earlier before that. If they all in the same neighborhood,
no, because they would have said it.
Yeah.
When he met that dude, made it very clear that he had just met
him. I agree with you. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to.
I'm not talking to you. Yeah. I'm talking to the dumb people. Yeah. I know you get it. I'm saying like they would have mentioned all this. Now, where I am in agreement with Ken, I don't like shit like that. I don't like alternate reality scenes. I fucking hate them typically because I don't like watching something. For fucking however long, and then realizing the entire shit didn't really happen. I hate that kind of shit. But the reason this one worked is because John Singleton was very specifically trying to make a point. Now, again, where I do agree with Ralph and Ken is it was in the wrong place. And you, Nick, it was in the wrong place. They should not have made this the very beginning part of the finale. Maybe this should have been a buffer episode. And then show the... I don't know.
You know what? Yeah, I think you're right because I think I would have been a little less harsh on it because it would have fit most of the other episodes that I was on anyway. But it was like right in the middle portion of season three, this shit started to pick up. And I was like, oh, I think I'm starting to like this shit now.
Same.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Was it episode six for y'all? Or
I don't remember when, but yeah. Yeah, but when it got to season nine and she unloaded
episode nine
and she unloaded, I was like, okay, Snowfall, let's go. Yeah. It went from Nofall to Snowfall. And I was like, dang, let's do it. And then they came with that bullshit, and then I was back where I was. I was like, dang, you guys had me. I'm going to still watch it because you're
invested now.
I want to see what happens.
I'm sold.
I mean,
now.
If you want to call it invested, I want to see what happens.
I just didn't. They mixed an alternate reality with the time jump. Oh, and it was just like.
Yeah, the other thing that got me, this was when I finally realized Frank is there, Franklin, was when he snapped on his boy Leon in the car.
Park the car.
What?
Park the car. You know, I got all this shit hanging over my head. You off trying to start a war with our partners.
The nigga diss me every time I see him, acting like he the one in charge and shit.
In Compton, he is the one. You lose. Every time you bite with that nigga, and I'm the one that pays for it. And you gonna get off his corners? You gonna leave his people be? Or you the one that's gonna find yourself a new plug?
You don't mean that shit?
The fuck I don't. I built this shit. Me. Brick by brick. And I'll be damned if I let you tear it down just because you don't like the way another nigga talk.
Oh, yeah.
That
was a dope scene.
That was dope.
That was a
That's crazy when scene. I was like, I believe this motherfucker. Prior to then, I didn't believe any of that shit we were saying. But when he snapped on that motherfucker,
like, put a call.
I built this shit brick by brick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a good ass scene.
That was.
Was that a double entendre too?
I don't know. But he was like, drive, motherfucker. I was like,
I didn't expect that drive, motherfucker. I was like, all right, he already cussed out.
Leon drove, didn't he?
Yeah, he drove.
He was quiet the whole
time. I was looking for my keys. Where you trying to go?
Leon was trying to talk to him all night. He's like, look, I appreciate you, you know, holding up for me, you know. He's like, nigga was like, pull this car over.
He shouldn't have said anything.
Mm-mm.
He should have just kept it moving. Mm.
And then that's when I liked Man Boy, too. Because Man Boy was a little goofy in the beginning, but then he slowly progressed, and you saw he was like, really that nigga? Because yeah. when he approached me and they kind of had that confrontation.
100%. And that's why I like Manboy, because you see parts of Franklin in him yep. where it's about business. Yep. And you fucking up my business, so that means that the rate, it's negotiable now. And Franklin, again, why I like Franklin, he's like, nah, bro, business is business. Mm-hmm. This is what it's going to be. What Manboy going to do? He don't really have that much leverage. He thought he did, which is why he played his card. But at the end of the day, you're not the plug. You're not right. getting what Franklin's yep. getting. Right. So you don't have the ultimate leverage. Mm-hmm. And Franklin let it be known. And then on top of that, keeping shit on the rails again, he let Leon have it. Like, nigga, who the fuck is you? Mm-hmm. I can still do this shit without you. Drive my motherfucking car, little nigga. Bruh, like, yeah, man. Yeah, man. When y'all two, especially y'all two, and obviously.
Who you talking about?
I'm about to let the people know. Y'all don't see me pointing. But Mike and Ken, when they started watching this show and they were telling me how it was crap and this, that, and the third. That's why this is why I came into this motherfucker on a million. Because I'm like, there's no way that y'all gonna come in this motherfucker.
Because not everybody but B.
Look at me and B been on the same page about this show. Because B told me real early on about it. I didn't start watching it until the second season, and I just fucking binged it. And once I binged it, I'm like, hell yeah, this is one of the best shows on TV right now. So then when they started watching and they was over here with that face that I know y'all can't see, I'm like, these motherfuckers is tripping.
It did not get good till season three.
Yeah.
It did not get good. Really season did. One and two, I was just like, really?
Well, I'm just glad y'all on board now. So.
I mean, I still don't think the writing is exceptional or anything like that.
That's fine.
It got you like good it. At episode like seven.
I think
like
well, yes. Maybe seven, maybe six. I think what did it for me was when.
You like episode eight.
Huh?
I think you liked episode 8 a lot, right?
I don't know which one that was. But when he killed when Oso killed old girl.
Oh yeah.
That's when I knew this shit. I was like, okay, now we own something. Oh, okay, now this yeah. shit's real.
That was episode
because
4.
Most of the time they, you know, they can talk their way out. In most shows they talk their way out mm-hmm. of it and shit like that. He was like, nah.
He didn't say pow. Shit.
And you remember in the back, shit. I like how they kept on bagging up the drugs and shit too while she was just dead. Yeah. He was like, you're going to have to clean it up, Reed. Shit,
what made that so dope is they didn't eat, because like it set it up to where it made it seem like she was going to have a big part
yep.
what Oso was yep. doing. And when they started up, but when it ended with her bow, I was like, she's not dead because they haven't even really given any details as to what she's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
When it opened up and she's on the ground dead, I'm like, oh. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm in that. This.
Yeah. And also, like, Reed doesn't know how big of a favor Oso just did for her.
Because mm-hmm. he has no idea what she was doing.
He has no idea.
Mm-mm. Nah.
Ken and B, I ain't get y'all favorite characters of the season.
I already told my
Jerome. Jerome.
Yeah.
Oh, Jerome. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Damn
it. Yeah. So, oh, and the last thing is and I Reed is growing on me because I like every time he get in trouble. He pull out a CIA card.
Yep. Got to.
Yeah, you got to.
That's that white yeah, card.
Like, you really want to kill me, man?
Yeah, when he walked in, they got plastic all over the on the ground and shit.
And that shit don't faze him. I like how he walks yes. into situations like.
When he was scared. Like, okay.
Like now.
But you remember? Yeah. Before, oh, no, of course. Now, yeah, now. Hey, now it's hardened
like,
a little bit.
I've been through this already. Yep.
Remember, yep. and that's a good point you bring up, Mike, because we talked about Frank being a punk, but Reed was a punk oh, early yeah. on, too. So yeah. you kind of see both of them. They stand their ground now. What do y'all got for season four predictions? John, obviously, you. John Singleton, RIP, won't be a part of season four.
Yeah.
That creation. Do you think that it keeps it going? Or
yeah. yeah. Hopefully, they don't fuck it up, though, because this next season is going to be very important.
Yeah.
Because this is where you see the gangs, the Crips and the Bloods. This is where you really start to see that bashing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I keep drilling that if y'all weren't paying attention to the very last scene, yep. then you're fucking up. Because that shit is very important. Yep. What happens between Leon... Man, boy, and who's the other guy that was wearing the other color?
The crazy kid.
Yeah,
Stacy.
I call him Stacy. Yeah.
What happens between them, I'm telling y'all.
It's about to set some shit
really
off.
Really about to set some shit off.
And you know, I think, you know, just cinematically, the way that they set that scene, like, you saw Jerome just walking through the middle of that. And nobody was messing with him.
Right.
So it's kind of like that's going to be Franklin's position, where Franklin is in the middle of all of that shit. And he's actually the one that's controlling those forces that are actually going against.
He has to keep it
in the middle.
That's what he was telling Reed. Yeah, he was like, I got
to. And y'all saw the tribute to, I know we're going back again, but the tribute to John Singleton?
Yeah, there was like three of them.
With the guy with the camera?
Yeah, the guy with the camera that was in the hood, that was filming. They're like, people don't make no movies in the hood or whatever.
Yep.
Like, that was supposed to be John Singleton.
Yeah,
because he grew up in, I mean, he grew up.
He said that was a real story, that really happened. Like, he was making. I don't know if it's really true or not, because right. now he's gone. Yeah. But right. that's what they were saying, that he said that was actually really what happened. He was in the hood filming, and somebody like was like, get the fuck out of here with that. You can't film nothing around here.
They also mentioned that Franklin and Leon were dressing like Ricky and...
I didn't buy all that.
They dressed alike.
Yeah, and they were saying that like one of them was supposed to be Trey and one's supposed to be Doughboy. I'm like, come on, bro. Y'all going too deep, man.
I think the other thing I like is they were having a real-ass, black-ass family argument.
About Franklin and
He not coming back. He my goddamn son.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's.
I can't remember. It was a scene right when he took him out the ice tub and his mother was driving him somewhere. She says, "Damn, I can't remember what she said, but she was saying some real shit to him."
Yeah, she always says some real shit, man. I also like you know, because we're kind of talking about season three and it as a whole. I like the fact that his dad came back and he stayed, because I thought they were gonna do that whole shit where he's gonna come and then he get back fall off the wagon. I like the fact that he came. And he stayed. And even though he resented his dad, he still needs his dad. But also the fact that one of you guys kind of mentioned it earlier, how his dad was about uplifting the black people. And Franklin is like the opposite and bringing them down unintentionally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how they're kind of going.
Well, his dad related to his mindset somewhat, because he was like, I had to kill people close.
He had to kill his own cousin.
For different reasons. But he still had to take a life.
Because he was a part of the Black Panther. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's dope, that having them there. And then, you know, even the mom was like, all right, fine. You know, because, again, the game is rigged against them. She worked with the white man. The white man was bullshitting them. Mm-hmm. And then finally, you know, he was like, all right, I'm going to give you a business. She finally relented and was like, all right, fine.
Well, because, she wanted to get out, but she never really gave him options.
When did she get on board? For some reason, I don't remember.
It didn't show it. It was between season two and three.
Well, I was like, when did she get on? Because I think she was against everything.
I thought it was the husband, like his dad. Because remember, his dad was talking. Remember after he killed her,
he was going whatever she said, whatever you say, baby.
He came back and was like, yep, you're in charge.
Yeah, he sure was.
What he did was make her realize the true Franklin, because she still had Franklin in his bubble, even though she knew
that was still her baby.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I'm
even
talking
though
about.================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================```================================================================================================================================```================================================================================================================================```================================================================================================================================================�================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
to know. She didn't really want to know the truth about Franklin. And I think what the dad did was kind of take that wool.
And I think Jerome,
she figured out her own.
Yeah, yeah. And I think she didn't want to accept it, and she didn't want any of the dirty money. But I think Jerome also convinced her too.
What 100%?
He cussed her ass out.
100%. Jerome was a big factor. I'm not saying that she was oblivious, but she didn't want to really acknowledge what the reality was.
Yeah,
like she still wanted to keep Franklin as a kid.
Yeah,
and I think the father came in. It was basically you got, especially the episode when
after he killed Andre,
you know, because she didn't even want to talk about it, and he was like, "No, we have to understand exactly what we're in, because if this shit blows back, we gotta have our shit together."
Well, and that's why she wanted to take her baby and run. That's why they got exactly into that big ass argument, because she was like, "He's not ready yet. He's not ready."
Because she's still
crippled ass cane walk running around that corner with that cane. Talk to me.
Yeah, what's going on? Talk to me.
I'm here.
So season four predictions. Anything? We expect the gang
wars.
Do we expect this to possibly be the last season?
It'll go five.
It should probably wrap it up if John Singleton is passed. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really see. It almost seems disrespectful
to just because
it seems
going,
like he
going.
Was going for a certain point.
Yes.
I think so.
And for them to keep it going after that, unless they know specifically what his point was, then I don't think they should keep it going.
I thought it was going to end in the 90s somehow, some way.
Okay, nah, that shouldn't.
That's
last just,
that's too much.
Yeah.
But I think me and B was talking. He was saying how like. Because I realized, you know, watch all the credits, there's so many executive producers and producers on this show. And he was saying how, like, that's how John Singleton rolls. So, obviously, I think that those people have some type of inclination as to how he wanted this to end. Because I agree with you. I think that this show is very pointed. Like there's a direction for this. And it's only but so far you can go. Mm-hmm. And if you look at John Singleton movies, like, the bad guy doesn't win, typically. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is a finality to it. So I think it'll be very interesting. I don't see like 7 or 8 seasons.
No, not that long. No,
I definitely can't be five at the most.
I see five or six. Because it just depends. I think this story
doesn't have enough content for me to believe it's exactly. 5 or 6.
Yeah. What else can they really talk? Unless it's just gonna be okay. Now it's just a drug show. Because it's like so far it hasn't really just been a drug show.
No,
it's been
hasn't.
Leading up to how the crack epidemic happened. Yep. Now the crack epidemic has happened, and if we're going to move into how we initiate the war on drugs,
yeah,
then that's cool. But past four seasons. What are we really?
That's what I was saying. It should stop at the 90s. That's what I was thinking. Like maybe that, that's
not too much of a change. It's still early 80s, though. This is still like 80.
This is like mid 80s.
Because you can hear hip hop slowly changing in the background with the music.
Yeah.
So
it can't go. I mean, if it went to the 90s, maybe 91 at the most.
No, I was saying like at night, like 89 or 90 would be the last point.
Maybe, but I think however long that gang war lasts.
Because I agree with you, Mike. Like, I think it's just about the cracker. That's it.
You're going to need a big time jump if you're going to go into the 80s. I mean,
well, they already did somewhat of a little time jump.
But it was only 6 months.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like the 90s was more so about Pablo and everything going through South Florida versus
the government. No, I'm saying I don't think they're going to touch the 90s.
Okay.
I think
he's saying
it's going
to end at 90.
We'll see.
But yeah, I as much as I didn't like that last episode, I thought this was a phenomenal season. Like I think this, I'm talking about from where it went from season one to this season, I thought it rose a lot.
Yeah, it finally got good.
Yeah.
Y'all can keep out of shit.
It's about business. Trying to get my ass whooped. It's about business now.
You know, he rode with Dub C to get that his West Coast lingo.
Oh really?
The guy that played Franklin.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good actor.
Yeah, he said Dub C was like his
mentor there.
Because I thought you were bullshitting when you talked about his sudden transformation.
Bro, so bad.
I was like, man, Mike's
so
bad.
Well, he's British, so.
Yeah. He's fucking British?
Yeah, he's a Brit. You didn't know that?
Yeah, dog. I'm talking about strong.
I'm about episode,
that's why he was. That's
seven,
why he was rolling with.
Seven or eight.
That's like, why he was rolling Mike with was right. Dub C. Because he was trying to learn.
That makes
learn
all
it.
The
yeah.
sense.
Yeah. Now, yeah.
And that makes all the sense. Yeah. Because that transition was so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. And I couldn't tell if it was the writing or if it was the actor. But I was like, how did you go from being this waspy little, like, weird, like, little shy kind of, like, whatever kid, and now I'm trying to control all this. What? This is like two episodes.
Yeah.
So now it makes sense. I think it's just him. He finally got the fucking accent and the swag right.
Yeah.
He didn't
it takes a little bit. This is like his biggest role, I believe. Because
everybody else was believable.
Right.
He was not believable. Yeah, it was
at first.
Just him.
Any last thoughts on this season?
Nah, man, I'm excited for season four. I like you keep asking about. I don't have any prediction. I don't know outside of the gang war. That's the only clear cut sign of where season four is going. Outside of that, I don't know because I don't know what's gonna happen to Mel. You know, I don't know.
I don't think we see her.
Yeah, we don't even know where she is.
We don't know where she is. I don't know if you know. Finally, Franklin loses his grasp on everything that's happening. How far does the CIA push? Or don't push Reed. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of questions. I'm going to just let them handle it. I ain't trying to predict shit.
Yep. All right. Well, that's our thoughts on season three of Snowfall. Please let us know what y'all thought about this conversation. Again, we have a Reddit thread just for frames per second. So shoot all the discussion questions, all the complaints and requests on that platform.
And shout out to Miss On Game who came and went. Like Oso, girl. We appreciate you swinging through.
Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for stopping by. Shout out to the Unapologetically Unfiltered podcast. Make sure you check them out as well. And yeah, that's us for this week. We out. Peace.